to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
Do you have anything further on that, whether you have a production schedule or whether it would be in the public interest to at least produce these emails before Election Day?
I don't have any, as I said, we're looking at it. We're assessing the number and how we might share them. I think I confirmed yesterday that we would hand them over to Judicial Watch. Any of the emails in addition that were received or sent by Secretary Clinton in her official capacity as Secretary of State, which were contained in the material that was handed over to us by the FBI. But I don't have any additional details to provide on how that production schedule would take place.
So we have no idea on how anything is going to happen. I would love to have a timeline. Why is it taking so dang long, for the love of all things holy? Why is it taking so long? I mean, this is the whole problem of this. What on earth? What has taken so long? Welcome to the program, by the way. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. You can also find me at danaradio.com. You can also find me on Twitter at DLash, everywhere else. And from now on, we're going to start doing some Morning 5 over at danaradio.com. A number of things to get into, by the way. First off, can someone needs to tell Obama that Louisiana is flooded. Look, I'm not begrudging someone a vacation, right? I don't begrudge. Go ahead, take your vacation. That's great. But you're also president of the United States. And when you are president of the United States, one of the things that you sign on to is that if something hits the fan, or say it floods so bad that you have coffins floating down the street, right? Maybe you're just going to suggest that you cut short your vacation, or at least say, you know what, I'm up here for, how long is he up there, Producer Kane? How long do you know? He's up there for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So, theoretically, and I just noticed we dressed like twins today. Theoretically.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
We're both in white shirts. He could, and jeans. He could, pop into Louisiana or something.
The thing is, it's not like he can't.
It's historical, the flooding.
A vacation or take another one, because we know he's big on vacations.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to be too long before his next one. I got news for you. He's probably in the lame duck session here. I mean, lame duck area. He's probably got vacations planned once a month.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. He's not in for. We have 82 days left. Is it 82 days left or 81 days?
Only 81 now.
Sweet. I know.
Gosh, I remember it was like 150.
Just counting down the days. Do you remember when? Yeah, when it was quite a bit. It was
good to say 80.
No, I mean, we're not counting or anything. We're not counting. I mean, no, that's not happening at all. We're not doing that at all. So I just think that Louisiana is enduring historic flooding. 13 people now are dead as a result of these rising of these floodwaters. And this, there have been a number, in fact, there have been a number of even local media publications that have remarked on this, that have said, well, you know, perhaps he can cut his vacation short. I was reading this CNN article this morning where they were interviewing one of the, it's an editorial in The Advocate, which is a paper down in Louisiana. It's, they're saying, look, or this is just over at The Advocate. They're saying, look, can we have the president visit the most anguished state in the union right now? That's exactly how the editorial begins. It says, now that floodwaters ravaging Louisiana are receding, it's time for President Barack Obama to visit the most anguished state in the union. Last week, as torrential rains brought death, destruction, and misery to Louisiana, the president continued his vacation at Martha's Vineyard, a playground for the posh and well-connected. We've seen this story before in Louisiana, they write, and we don't deserve a sequel. In 2005, a flyover by vacationing President George W. Bush became a symbol of official neglect for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. The current president was among those making political hay out of Bush's aloofness. Sometimes, the Advocate writes, presidential visits can get in the way of emergency response doing more harm than good. But we don't see that as a factor now that floodwaters are subsiding, even if at an agonizing pace. It's past time for the president to pay a personal visit, showing his solidarity with suffering Americans. And he says, they add later on, if the president can interrupt his vacation for a swanky fundraiser for fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton, as he did on Monday, then surely he can make the time to show up for a catastrophe that's displaced thousands. The optics of Obama golfing while Louisiana residents languished in floodwaters was striking. It evoked the precedent of passive federal response to the state's agony in 2005, a chapter of history no one should ever repeat. So that's a rather biting, a very biting editorial. And this is from a Louisiana newspaper. And that it is bad optics. And the editorial is correct. This president was one of the many who are making a lot of noise about George W. Bush and how his response to Hurricane Katrina and his response to the citizens there. At least we forget George Bush doesn't care about black people from the one and only Kanye. I mean, let's not forget that. But yet the problem here is the media isn't even writing. They're not writing about Barack Obama not visiting. They're not even writing really about what is happening in Louisiana. I mean, when you watch the news, and I actually did this. Now, I did this. I was watching some NBC, CBS, ABC, you know, network news in the evening after the local newscasts. And I was really shocked because there was maybe a mere mention of it. Now, Texas media really did talk about it a lot just because Texas is neighboring with Louisiana and there's even flooding in Texas, et cetera, et cetera. But when you look at the major network media, there it was maybe like a 30-second headline, but the majority of the time was spent on the slap fights in the general election. And that was pretty much it. So not only are they really not even focusing on the flooding or the president not going at least doing a flyover, but they're not focusing at all on really anything that Louisiana is enduring. And again, it's sad to watch because there are people really suffering, and you shouldn't have to politicize something as a tool by which to get someone in politics to move. The idea that you have individuals who have lost their lives, that thousands of people are displaced. I was watching footage. This was local Texas news, by the way. I don't remember if it was WFAA or what it was. It was local Texas news. And they were talking about a guy who had walked through his house and he just lost everything. And the thing that really got me, and there was a ghost cutting onions in my living room. I can't help it. But he picked up a picture of his little girl. His wife was, like, too devastated to, like, look at anything. So he went in, and he was totally cool and he was keeping it together until he saw a picture, a framed photo of his little girl that was sort of, that had been knocked down by the floodwaters and was like laying on the bottom shelf of this table. And he picked it up and he lost it. And he started crying. He's like, you can't replace this stuff. You can't replace it. Oh my gosh, it's heartbreaking. It is so incredibly heartbreaking. That alone should be enough to propel someone. You shouldn't have to sit here and try to shame them by using politics to do it. That's unfortunate. Let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's quick five. Five.
Well, you knew that this really was ultimately the story. The Wall Street Journal has how U.S. held cash until Iran freed the prisoners. The exchange was tightly scripted, says the Wall Street Journal, and specifically timed to the prisoner release. New details of this $400 million U.S. payment to Iran earlier this year depict a tightly scripted exchange specifically timed to the release of several American prisoners held in Iran. The picture emerged from the accounts of U.S. officials and others briefed on the operation. U.S. officials would not let Iranians take control of the money until a Swiss Air Force plane carrying three freedom Americans had departed from Tehran on January 7th. Once that happened, an Iranian cargo plane was allowed to bring the cash home from a Geneva airport that day. This is the description, ladies and gentlemen, of a ransom. This is a ransom. That's how that works. North Korea's short stack down there says that they've resumed plutonium production and claims that they are not going to stop their nuclear tests, not while the U.S. continues to, quote, threaten them. Daily Mail Online says North Korea has stated it restarted its plutonium production, and they said that they've been producing highly enriched uranium. The Secret of State's Atomic Energy Institute, which runs the main Yongbyon nuclear plants, told Japan's Kyoto News Agency that it had been reprocessing spent fuel rods. They also added that they've been producing highly enriched uranium necessary for the nuclear arms and power as scheduled, with the tiny amount of electricity that the country has, which can barely power Pyongyang at night. I mean, they must really make great use of their electricity. Have you ever been so hungry that you can eat a horse? Well, if you live in Venezuela, you can actually do that, thanks to socialism. Daily Mail says that desperate Venezuelans have broken into a zoo and slaughtered a horse for meat as the country's crippling economic crisis leaves thousands starving. They broke into the horse's pen before butchering the horse for meat. All that was left was a pile of the horse's ribs and its head on the ground. Venezuela, of course, is in a grip of economic crisis that has left people to food shortages. This is, oh my gosh, it's so sad. That's like one of the saddest stories I've ever. People are eating horses, and a horse was eaten. A man accidentally ate his kid's pot brownies and realized that he hated the family cat. This, according to Daily Caller and also Daily Mail, a father unknowingly ate his kid's pot brownies. They need to have a discussion in Omaha, Nebraska. He was unloading a car used by his adult children when he found them. His wife called 911 when he said he was getting, quote, bad anxiety. Paramedics said that the dad insulted the family cat, called it the B word, and was crawling on the floor. He really, really hated the family cat, and he kept saying how much he hated it. And then when police asked if he ate something that may have been laced, he said, I'm pretty sure now, and looked at his kids. And according to police, the kids each pointed at each other, not making that up. Even as adult children, they're pointing at each other. Folks, you just heard about Venezuela. They're literally so hungry they can eat a horse. That's so sad. That's what happens in socialist countries. And really, when you consider the state of the economy here in the United States, when you look at, we're not so bad that we're eating horses out of zoos, but you do have a lot of people in debt because you have a shrunken job pool. You have so many people who are unemployed and they're fudging the numbers. And so as a result, a lot of people are borrowing money just to get by, and people are in debt. And when you're in debt, it feels like credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you have more control than you think. You have the right to settle your debt, actually, for a fraction of what you owe. If you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Just pick up the phone and call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. They have a proven track record of success in negotiating with creditors, and they're the advocates that you want in your corner. You don't need to panic every time your bills come in the mail, and don't feel ashamed for getting help and getting your finances right. Stop paying just the minimum, giving credit card companies thousands of your dollars in interest. Be proactive. in that cycle of debt with National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and amazing reviews online. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your cell phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
At DLash on Twitter, The Dana Show on Facebook, Dana Show Snapchat as well. My kids started school today, and it feels, it's crazy. I feel like, I remember when I was a kid, we didn't start school until after Labor Day. And I don't remember exactly when we went back to school. It felt like September. It felt like we went back to school in September, and we started after Labor Day. And then you know the other thing that I've noticed as well? Why are backpacks so damn huge? Have you noticed backpacks are as big as the children? So my little guy is going into sixth grade, and his backpack is as big as him. And he wanted the one where it has the handle. He's fascinated. He loves the ones, even though his brother says it's dorky. He loves it to where he can pull the handle up and roll it because he's like, he goes, he told us, he says, I don't want to stunt my growth or hurt my bones with the weight of this backpack. It is amazing. Now, my oldest son has this monster of a backpack that I'm pretty sure I could curl up and fit in. Nobody gets that. You remember Trapper Keepers, producer? Can you remember Trapper Keepers?
Yeah.
Golly. Were those not amazing?
I had one in sixth grade.
They don't make them anymore. They have, like, Trapper Keeper kind of ripoffs.
In seventh grade, actually. I remember that.
But have you seen one that says Trapper Keeper and it's the plastic? Because those were hardcore. You could set them on fire and they would still survive.
Yeah, like you had the more durable ones, obviously with the Velcro fastening stuff. You know what I mean? Like none of that ever happened before. When, you know, that was like the debut of technology for us.
Oh, my gosh.
Back then.
I remember getting a new Trapper Keeper and I would be so excited because there were so many pockets for things.
Oh, my gosh. I actually wanted that four ink color pen. You remember that
pen?
Oh,
my gosh. That was so great. And then your teacher was like, just only use blue and black. And you're like, why? Because you've got green and all these other colors. And it's amazing. Yeah.
Then it had like that. Didn't you have the hidden pencil sharpener in there somewhere?
No, not the one that I had.
There was three rings. You could buy like things you could put in the three rings.
So they still, apparently they still, Mead still makes the Trapper Keeper. They're still as cool as ever because you've got the folders on the inside.
Oh,
you got the binders. You can put all kinds of stuff in it and it has the flap.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I swear we're not like advertising for them. I just really am excited about this. And so I guess because in his, they, every class has to have a binder. And I'm like, okay, you know, I get it. But can we put all of them in a Trapper Keeper? That would be great. Every class has to have a binder. I don't know. I remember, I want to find an old school Trapper Keeper. I remember how great they are. I was so excited because it had all the folders and you had a thing, you could, the
all
newer
the
ones. Yes. And you could put your pencils in it. Oh, it's so great. Oh my gosh. I want to get one of the old school ones. I had one. I didn't even like horses, but I could get one that had a horse on it. It was green and had a horse on it. I remember that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to find one on Amazon just to have and put my radio stuff in. Quick break. We have a lot more show coming up. Don't go anywhere. 844-344-DANA.
The Dana Show.
When you're in debt, it feels like the credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? That's right. So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. Stop panicking every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving the credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Investigators say a break-in turned deadly when a family opened fire on the intruder.
That's the way that I would react. You know, I'd hate to do that. I'd hate to shoot anybody, but if it comes to me or them, I would.
Detectives say the Pena family, a mother, father, and adult son, woke up to the sound of someone trying to get into their home. We're told one of them fired a warning shot as the stranger broke in through a back door.
That warning shot did not deter the intruder. The intruder didn't retreat.
Chief Gary Hester says the man made it to the kitchen, and by then, all three family members were armed.
It appears that at least two of the family members fired in defense of themselves and their property.
The intruder died in the Pena's home. Police say he was not armed. But Chief Hester says it appears the Pena's still have had every right to fire their weapons.
Well, of course he did. Every family member in that house was armed. You hear that's a hazard of busting up into somebody's houses. You know what I'm saying? And that's a hazard. Every single person in that family was armed. Every single one of them. That's kind of interesting. Very interesting indeed. Okay, so this is a weird story. And the story keeps changing. So this began with Ryan Lochte, and now it's turned into this international incident. Ryan Lochte and two other of our swimmers they said that they were held up by a guy who was pretending to be a police officer. And that they were robbed and all of this stuff. And so then the story started getting real weird. So apparently, like at one point, like Lochte, a judge was disputing Lochte's story and had issued, they wanted his passport. They didn't want him to go back, Kane.
Yeah. As far as I know, that they wanted to seize the passport, and Ryan Lochte, though, already in the United States.
But the other guys
weren't, and so they ended up detaining these guys. And asking questions.
Here's the news report on this. Listen to this.
I don't think the story has changed all that much. There are a couple of details that have changed, but the basics of the story have remained the same.
Bill, and you talked to him first.
Yeah, right? We began. I mean, one thing we're hearing that's different, Matt, is that he told me that the car was sideswiped when it went over to and then pulled over to a gas station. Well, I think when you spoke to him, it was not sideswiped.
The car was standing still when the people came up with guns and badges.
And then he talks about, the guy pulled a gun out and put it to my head. That did not happen. There was no gun to the head.
There was a gun, right?
They all agree on that.
Yeah. He embellished a little bit, I think, when he said, he told the guy, look, I'm not getting down on the ground, and if you got a gun, you can use it. He told me that he never had that Dirty Harry moment.
And by the way, I asked him pointedly. I said, there are skeptics who think this story was concocted to hide some kind of other embarrassing behavior, something you didn't want people to know about. Were you with someone you shouldn't be with? He was adamant about that. He said, no, that didn't happen. We wouldn't make this story up. We were victims, and we're lucky and happy to be safe.
So now, apparently, that's being changed because Gunnar Bentz and Jack Conger, this is according to Yahoo Sports, they reportedly now told authorities that Ryan Lochte made up the robbery story. And they said what Reuters reported Reuters reported was that Brazilian television aired a closed-circuit television video earlier today, from a gas station in Rio, showing four of the Olympic swimmers involved in a dispute over employees over what a security source says was damage to the premises. The images that were broadcast on Globo TV showed the swimmers, including Lochte and Jimmy Feigen, being prevented from leaving the station by security. It doesn't show them causing damage, just being hustled out of the bathroom by uniformed employees, and that this... that they were made to sit on the ground with their hands in the air. And at one point, Lochte appears to argue with one of the guards, is made to sit down again. Security said that there was confusion. Apparently, staff says that they believe that the swimmers only tore down a poster from the wall. And there's all kinds of, because I've heard that there's video of him, like, urinating somewhere. And then I've heard that there's video of them damaging something. And then there was a guard that pulled a gun on them. I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on with this story. But now it's an international incident. So, because Lochte and Feigen, they filed a police report, and they said that they were held at gunpoint. And so Brazilian officials started questioning it, and they were saying a guy was pretending to be a police officer. So does it sound like they were out? It sounds like they were out drinking, and they were inebriated, which I think they said they were. And then they went back and... they had, like, they stopped to use the restroom at this gas station, and apparently something took place there, and that's when they got into it with the staff or, like, one of the security guards there. And I don't know. I've heard stories about Ryan Lochte, and that he's kind of a wild one. I mean, he's dating this, like, Playboy model with huge, pillow lips, but not that she looks like that puppet from The Muppets, the one that whose bangs had hang down in front of her eyes. Yeah, that. Kane, what do you think? Do you think he made this up?
Well, you know, when you look at the footage and you see the security people ushering them out of the bathroom or whatnot, could they, in their inebriated recollection, think that this was, you know, a false, like these weren't real cops and, you know what I mean, and maybe there was just some questions they didn't have answers to and they just decided to fill in the blanks because they were too inebriated to remember? I don't really know because I don't see any facts that we've been given that really kind of line up.
Yeah, and now it's kind of important because it's like an international incident. Time magazine has some of the footage up. He has some of the footage up, or they did, of Lochte anyway. But it says that the footage supports an assertion by Brazilian authorities that they were not robbed. And so one of the reasons now that Brazilian authorities are in it because it's criminal to file a false police report. And they took two of these swimmers. They actually took them off the plane. They were in the middle of leaving Rio, and they went to the airport, and they took them off the plane.
Can you imagine being those swimmers?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you go to a third world country.
Yeah.
You know, where they have legs floating in the bay, and they shouldn't even have been hosting the Olympics in the first place because they don't have the capital to do so. It's insane that they were even hosting the Olympics in the first place. The IOC is so crooked. It's so ridiculous. But the footage, I mean, it shows them at the gas station, and it shows the staff members, I guess, getting them out of this, out of the restroom. And
what were they doing in there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because it's
something illegal.
They were going to get back in the cab, and it was just, but it had, there's footage of them, and if they were outside and robbed, the video footage doesn't show it.
It only actually, the footage we see only gauges more questions. It's like, we have more
questions.
Why
would you
now.
Lie about it, though? Like, seriously, like, why would you lie? What is the reason that you would lie about this?
Because the truth is more damaging to your PR?
Someone was like, oh, they're in pimp and hookers territory. That's what I've seen some people allege, that they were in an area where it's known for that particular sort of activity. And that maybe, you know.
Why would you even want to do that if you care about your health in any way, shape, or form?
I don't know. But there were contradictions in their stories. Authorities said that they made them up. They vandalized a gas station, and they paid for damage there. They gave him some cash or something like that. I'm just curious as to whether or not, did they even have a gun pulled on them? I will say this, like if they were doing something goofy and they, you know, some security guard pulls a gun on them, that's ridiculous. I'll say that. But at the same time, if he felt that, you know, these are kind of muscly big guys and he felt, and you know, I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on because nobody can keep their damn story straight. Why can't you? Why just look? This is the two things. Don't act a fool when you're representing the United States at the Olympics. That's number one, right? Don't act a fool. Number one. Number two. Don't act a fool. Number two. Don't act a fool, right? Number one. To review real quick.
Yeah.
Don't act a fool.
Okay.
Number two. Don't act a fool.
Got it.
Right? Number three. Don't go to Olympics in third world countries.
No.
Do not go to Olympics in third world countries. It's so simple. It is so simple. That's all it is. So I just, the idea that, I don't know, just so it, I don't know. Why would you make this up unless there's like, you know, hookers and blow involved? I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know
That's
why.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, in the bathroom, you would think something's going on that they would have to lie about.
Yeah. And Ryan Lochte's a party boy. Everybody knows this.
And that's why this raises more questions than it answers.
I don't know too much about the other dudes. But I know that he's kind of, he's sort of like a party guy. That's all I know. So, I don't know. I mean, we're going to see. I just hope that this does it. But now it's like this big international incident. I was talking to Nick Gillespie of Reason about just not even understanding why on earth they were. Why would you have the Olympics in Rio? Why would you have the Olympics in Rio? They can't afford it. People are legit in slums, favelas in Rio, and yet they're spending all of this money on infrastructure that people are only going to use for a couple of weeks, and then they're gone. Makes zero sense. Why? One of these USA Today columnists, Christine Brennan, said for doing what he did to these games, to Rio, to the USOC, and to other athletes, Ryan Lochte should be banned for life by USA Swimming. Oh, shut up. Why on earth would you? You don't even know what happened. Shut up. I like to think that, you allow the people to figure out what happened. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, does she know what happened? Because none of us do.
I don't know. Judging by her haircut, I still think she's back in the decade of the 90s. And I'm not being mean, but I'm just saying, like, you know what? Check that. You know what I mean? Stop it. When you say something silly like that, you're inviting me to mock you. I don't know. Now it's this big international incident, of course, because, you know, you can judge everything in Brazil to be on the up and up with the legs floating in Guanabara Bay and everything.
So do they have levels of, you know, the violation? Like, we have misdemeanors and felonies, you know?
I have no
like,
idea. Like I just assume that it's all crap.
Right. I just want to know how serious is saying something like this.
I just think that the entire system of justice in a country, in a place like that, where you have gang crime and, oh, by the way, let me pull this up, because there were other people being robbed also. There were some British athletes that were also robbed. Oh, I got to find the story. They were robbed. British athletes. I had this story, but it was part of the Team Great Britain was robbed at the games after a night out. So that's another. The Guardian reported that a spokesman for the British team, this is British boxer, he told BBC Sport that he felt safe. And that the security, you know, all of this. One guy said that he had felt safe, but then you had another, because they were told, everybody, don't wear your official kit outside of the Olympic Village. Don't take local taxis. I mean, basically, don't go to Rio, except if you have to, don't.
Right, why would you have to celebrate there? I mean, I guess it's...
Like, don't leave the Olympic Village. Don't talk to anyone. Don't look at people. Don't breathe, don't swim in the water, don't drink the drinks, you're going to get kidnapped if you basically come here.
Say no to hookers and blow.
Yeah, all of that stuff. It's all bad. Come here and compete at your own risk. Why? Why? And if it was, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, they're grown people. They can determine what they want to do, but there's just no way. There were a lot of athletes that just didn't want to go there. This whole story fascinates me. I still think it is the dumbest thing in the world. I think IOC are crooks. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world that they're like, oh, let's go and have these countries spend money that they don't have. Let's go ahead and spend themselves more into oblivion as people starve and cut off legs and throw them in the bay there. And they can't even afford an actual modern sewer system. But they can afford the Olympics because the IOC, they're not even going to make enough money to redo their damn sewer system. They said the sewer system in Rio is like that of like 15th century France. Come on. They dump solid raw waste into the river, into the waters there. Come on. You can't make this up. Folks, Purple Heart Foundation is a group. We're just going to have segue. There's no way to segue into this. But I do like working with this group. And I do think that you should support our veterans because they have a lot to deal with when they come home, the least of which is dealing with the paperwork just so they can go to the VA and they can have an initial well visit. So one of the reasons I like the Purple Heart Foundation, there are a few. When you give a donation to the Purple Heart Foundation, the whole donation goes to our vets. They help all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded. And additionally, they have so many different programs to help veterans. They get homeless veterans off the streets. They have PTS support, educational scholarships. They also provide job training, too. All super important, especially when we're acclimating people back into civilian life. And they, I'm telling you, they do such a great job. They're one of the oldest and most respected veterans organizations in the country. Go to givetopurpleheart.org to help. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Happening, Dana's on it.
It's on.
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. Find me on Facebook, The Dana Show, because every now and then we will Facebook Live stuff. And I'm on Snapchat somewhere. I think it's like Dana.lash. I haven't checked out the filters in a couple of days because we've been super busy with back to school stuff for sure. But we're here. It's back to school day. It feels kind of weird because my whole... You know, your kids go back to school and our dogs are sad because they're like, where are our friends at? Amy Schumer has called out a former staff writer for something about comments on sexual assault or sexism. Do you remember when she used to be kind of funny?
Yeah, and used to operate under the rules of comedy.
And now it's like social justice. Like she said one social justice warrior thing and all the third wave feminists threw themselves at her. Marty doesn't think she was really funny. Well, I mean, if you like I'm a slut jokes 24/7, then she's hysterical. If that's your bag. Like, Joan Rivers did the self-deprecating shtick way before Amy Schumer did, and Joan Rivers was actually funny, had better timing, and just it was better written, period, and that was all her. Anyway, I did think she was kind of funny in
there was a time she was really funny. Like, there was a good 3-4 years I thought she was solid.
Yeah,
really
for like the first minute of her I'm a slut jokes are pretty funny.
Right.
And then after that, you're like, wow, we get it, you're a slut. That's just, we get it.
But don't call her that, she'll get upset.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. She actually got mad at somebody who was joking about that with her on Twitter. And then she got so mad, she was like, this is shaming. Or say, you called yourself this. You called yourself this. Gosh, you are a moron. So she, I guess now she got all of this attention from third wave feminists. And so now she's like, yes, this is my new thing now. So she constantly inserts herself into anything that has anything to do with social justice warrior sexism or et cetera or whatever. That's it. I don't even know what this story's about. I don't know. Is it a rape accusation?
Suicide.
Is it what? Because she's, I mean, when you sit here and you say everything is sexism, like you say everything is racist, then, okay, what is or is not sexist or racist anymore?
It's career suicide. She's a comedian. If she's going
to
start aligning
like this. Aren't they supposed
to
be funny?
Exactly. If they're going to start aligning politically... Your career's over as a comedian. I'm sorry. And you weren't great as an actress. You're just okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing, though, I just get kind of tired of it. Literally every time I see her name now, and I'm using that word correctly, every time I see her name, there's a social justice warrior thing associated with it.
Career suicide for her.
It's constantly. All right, coming up, we have some good stuff to get into. Have you guys... tried the diet called socialism? We have that to discuss. This is a real headline. Will robots be sexist? Scientists are trying to reprogram misogynist machines to take out their bias. Not making that up. Don't discount the polls. We need to have a conversation about that. And a 12-year-old girl went hunting, and social justice warriors want to murder her now. We have that and so much more. 844-344. Dana's the number.
Holiday.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Donald Trump says African Americans should support his campaign because their community hasn't done well under decades of Democratic leadership.
Look at the schools. Look at the poverty. Look at the 58% of young African Americans not working. 58%. It is time for a change.
Speaking at an event in Charlotte, North Carolina this evening, Trump says Hillary Clinton practices bigotry, saying she sees communities of color only as votes and not as human beings worthy of a better future. Continuing to assess the mess in Louisiana, Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon says, unlike Hurricane Katrina, where insurers argued that wind damage negated flood claims for some residents, that won't be an issue this time.
In this case, it's all rainwater. And so, and overtopping by bayous and rivers of that rainwater. And so there won't be the dispute over wind versus flood.
Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson toured flood-ravaged areas. He said the government will be there as long as it takes the community to recover. Some 40,000 homes were damaged, 30,000 people had to be rescued, and at least 13 deaths have been attributed so far to the flooding. A federal judge has rejected a legal settlement that would have divided up $100 million among some 380,000 Uber drivers who claim they were treated as independent contractors instead of employees. Judge Edward Chen declared the deal unfair. Then in Rio, it's Olympic history this evening as Jamaica's Usain Bolt wins his third straight Olympic gold medal in the 200 meters. Bolt also won three straight golds in the 100 meters. On stocks, Thursday closed up in the green. The Dow picked up 24 points. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it! I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Ride-hailing service Uber says it will start hauling passengers with self-driving cars on the streets of Pittsburgh in the next several weeks. Jeremy House has more on the story.
The company says while the autonomous Ford Fusions will have human backup drivers, they will transport passengers just like normal Uber vehicles. Uber has a self-driving research lab in Pittsburgh and is working on autonomous technology. In a related development, Uber and Volvo announced a $300 million deal for Volvo to provide SUVs to Uber for autonomous vehicle research. The Volvo SUVs will eventually be part of the self-driving fleet in Pittsburgh. Jeremy House reporting.
Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment aid dropped by 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 262,000. As layoffs have fallen, hiring's improved, although it remains modest by historical standards. Employers added 255,000 jobs in July. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson reaches a $15 million deal with the federal government to settle charges it tried to cheat engine emissions regulations. From Washington, here's Linda Kenyon.
The Environmental Protection Agency and Justice Department say Harley-Davidson sold about 340,000 aftermarket devices under the Screamin' Eagle brand over the last 8 years. The agency say those devices illegally let motorcycle owners tune their vehicles so they were able to emit more pollutants than allowed. The company, which is not admitting any wrongdoing, says it will pay a $12 million fine and spend $3 million to mitigate air pollution and offer to buy back and destroy devices deemed illegal. In a statement, Harley-Davidson says the company is settling to focus on product innovation rather than fighting a prolonged legal battle. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Jurors convicted two people of making up fake clients to sue BP following the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. News and analysis at Town Hall.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
All right, well, let me ask you about this. So you say it's not a shakeup, but you guys are down. And it makes
Says
sense
who?
That there would...
Says
polls,
who?
Most of them. All of them?
Says who?
Polls. I just told you. I answered your question.
Okay. Which polls?
All of them.
Okay. And your question is...
That is the best audio soundbite in the history of audio. I watch that. I can't get over it enough. It is so amazing. That is so amazing. It was like I felt, what show? I felt like I was watching Arrested Development. It's like it was just like Arrested Development. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I just need to enjoy it. It was hysterical. I don't care who you are. I don't even care. If you can't find that funny, you don't have a humor gene. Then you're sad. Oh my gosh, it was so good. That was who was that guy? Who was the guy? Producer Kane? Who the hell was the guy?
I think it was some lawyer or something.
Cohen. Oh,
right?
Trump's lawyer. Was it Michael Cohen?
Yeah.
Michael Cohen. And he's talking to CNN's Brianna Keeler. I don't know how to pronounce some of these people's names because they spell them with so many vowels. I'm just assuming it's Brianna Keeler. Kyler.
I think one of those is right.
Which ones? So he, can I just, by the way, second hour of the program, I'm Dana Lash, Dana Show, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited about his eyebrows because in this, Michael Cohen, this is when I wish so badly I could transmit this image to you. I'm going to put this up because his eyebrows, I want to do a frame by frame. Do you know how some puppets when, and I'm not like saying he's a puppet. I'm not like being pejorative. But I'm saying this. Do you know how, like, the Muppets, whenever they would make the Muppets talk, or how some of the Muppets, they don't have eyes, they just have a brow, like one eyebrow? Like the guy in oh gosh, I can't remember what Muppet it is, but it's on the Muppets. And but it can go up and down, you know? That's, I love that, because every even when he answers with one syllable, okay, or two syllables, okay, his eyebrows go up. And it's like his eyebrows and his whole facial features, I'm trying to do it as I talk with you. It's not going over so well.
Was it Bert from Bert and Ernie?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that?
He looks like Bert from Bert and Ernie because of the way he does his eyebrows. It is hysterical. It is the funniest thing. I loved it. I loved it so much. So he's doing this interview, because we're going to have a conversation, by the way, about polling. So he's doing this interview, and she's talking about, and by the way, these are polls that Kellyanne Conway has already, he's already agreed and said yes, or she's already agreed and said yes, the polls are correct when you're talking about the RCP average, et cetera, et cetera. When you look at all of the number of polls that shows that it's, you know, there's that Hillary Clinton is ahead right now. And that's not, it's weird that I have to say that's not supposed to be mean to say that. It's supposed to say, look, you need to know where the lay of the land right now. If you want to win in November, you kind of need to know where you stand right now. But it was just too funny when she was talking with him. Can I hear it one more time? I love this because it's like I'm watching Arrested Development. I don't know her. I don't have an opinion on her. I don't know him either. I just love this exchange. It's hysterical. Listen.
All right, well, let me ask you about this. So you say it's not a shakeup, but you guys are down. And it makes sense that there would...
Says who?
Most of them. All of them?
Says who?
Polls. I just told you. I answered your question.
Okay. Which polls?
All of them.
Okay. And your question is?
I just love because that was silence. They just sat there and they stared into the camera. For how many seconds?
I mean, let's be honest. There is a little delay on television.
There is a delay. There's at least about a 3-second delay.
Two
so
or three
seconds of that is him waiting to hear her question.
Let's say it's three. I don't think it's that much.
But sometimes it can be 3 seconds.
Yeah, but in this exchange, I think some of that silence was because, you know, he really didn't know what the hell he was
going to
say.
I've been on with Kelly File before and even with Anderson Cooper before. One time I was on with Anderson and there was a really bad delay.
Yeah.
And every time... Right when I would hear him finish the question,
yeah,
and then I would answer it, somebody else, then he would, you know, it was like a second.
A
I had
while.
To jump on it.
Yeah.
I learned that whenever there's a delay, you jump on it right as soon as someone finishes.
They're formulating that end of the sentence.
Exactly. Yeah. And so sometimes, that's why I'm always like, give people a little bit of grace when they are on television, and they are, because unless you're the host, like, I don't see who I'm talking to. I'm in a dark room with just some lights that blind you. And I'm looking at the television camera. I'm looking at the camera. And I don't see a monitor, so I don't see who I'm up against. I can't, and if I'm debating someone or if I'm simply a part of a conversation, I can't see them, and I can't tell when they're getting ready to talk and when they're not going to talk. And sometimes because of a delay, I may start talking over someone, and they're not done talking, and then it looks like we're talking over each other. And that's actually not the case at all. And sometimes, genuinely, I will interrupt somebody if they're totally blowing smoke out of their ass. But by and large, you don't. But so you always give people, because the longest delay I've ever had is a 3-second delay. And that's a long time. Think about it. One, two, three. That's a long delay. So there's always, and then I've done interviews on The Blaze where I'm in the driver's seat, and I'm doing an interview, and there's like a second delay, and you have to finish asking your question in a way that accommodates a delay. So you'll maybe hang on to that syllable for a little, you know, or little rhetorical stuff. And that's, you know, but I think this was just, he didn't know what was, I don't know what it was. This was more than a delay, but it was still so funny. It was so funny.
The arrogance of the says who. And then he's like, oh, okay. What was your question?
I love it. Says who? Says who? And then I like her response too. She's like, "Pull some of them, all of them." So let's look at polls real quick because we've been looking. I've been doing this every single day. We've been looking at daily tracking polls, et cetera, because here's an uncomfortable.
Were you going to RCP for that?
Yeah, RCP, Cook County report. I mean, all of these are super. These are all super important things to look at. You can't discount them. So I wanted to give a little lay of the land, and then we need to talk about why they are so unbelievably important, and why people, websites that have pop-up ads should be beaten to death and flogged. Like, I would really get excited if either of the candidates suggested that as punishment. So right now, Clinton is up by 5.8 points. That's the average. The highest poll has her NBC plus 9. There is, and then in looking in some of these battleground states, there's a huge, some of these battleground states particularly, Clinton is up almost 5 points. The RCP average, that's looking at all of the polls and taking the average of them. Now, these are all, like I'm looking at Florida. Let's look at Pennsylvania because I haven't, I don't think I checked in on Pennsylvania. So Clinton is up by 9 in Pennsylvania. That's the RCP average. NBC Wall Street Journal Marist has her up by 11. Quinnipiac has her up by 10. Susquehanna has her up by 10. Franklin and Marshall has her. I haven't looked at that. I haven't looked at the crosstabs on that, so I'm not sure on that. These are all just this month. Has her up by 11. The lowest she ever was back on July 31st, and that was when she was plus 4. Suffolk University, way back on the 27th of last month, had her up plus 9. So she has increased her lead to, and it's brought up her average. So that's in looking at Pennsylvania. Looking at Virginia, which I always found Virginia to be interesting because back in 2008, I believe it was Barack Obama, I think Barack Obama won Virginia. And then that's when you had David Axelrod saying, oh, this is, you know, this is a bellwether. He's calling Virginia a bellwether. Well, then in 2010, Virginia started swinging more conservative and started voting more Republican, and they stopped saying that it was a bellwether. Clinton's up by 11. That's the RCP average in Virginia. The latest poll was Quinnipiac. That was August 16th, which had her up by 12. The lowest she's ever been up was Washington Post. That was taken the 14th of this month. She's plus 8. NBC Wall Street Journal Marist, the 10th of this month, plus 13. CBS News poll from the 5th of this month, she was plus 12. So that average is 11.2, just a bit over 11 in terms of how she's ahead of Trump in Virginia. In every swing state right now, she's ahead by probably about an average of 5 or over. She's ahead in every swing state poll. Now, looking at the favorable, unfavorable ratings of the candidates, the RCP has Trump at, he's down by 29 points. Clinton's down by 11 points. The unfavorable she has is 53, and the unfavorable he has is 61. Favorable for Clinton, 42. Favorable for Trump, 32. That's the RCP average, and this is calculating data from the 30th, because the earliest one that's showing here is the 30th of last month. So his unfavorability is higher, and she's beating him in swing states. So that's what you got to focus on. You need to know the lay of the land. If you're wanting to win and you want to beat this woman in November, you got to know where you're standing. We're going to talk more about that coming up. In the meantime, it's time for Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five. Five.
Oh, yeah. This is a real headline from Daily Mail. Will robots be sexist? Scientists are trying to reprogram misogynist machines to take out their bias. This social justice warriors are just super excited to have a whole other demographic over which they can freak out. We're going to talk about that coming up. But, yeah, they're trying to reprogram machines to take out any sort of misogyny as though they are misogynist. It doesn't make any sense. This is one of my favorite headlines of the week. So Jill Stein's with the Green Party, right? When she's not doing so well, I mean, because, you know, she's only got like a couple percentage points. She says real democracy needs more than two choices on the menu. Well, in looking at the Houston Chronicle, Green Party's Jill Stein is tied with a dead gorilla in the Texas poll. Green Party's Jill Stein is tied with Harambe. And she actually, you know, that was the Harambe from, yeah, Harambe from the Cincinnati Zoo, that one with the kid. Yeah, public policy polling released on Tuesday. That's a more of a dumb firm, by the way, Texas poll data. And they found that only 2% would vote for Stein, but a little bit over 2% would vote for Harambe. Deez Nuts, who's actually an Iowa teen named Brady Olson, registered his joke campaign with the FEC. He actually has 1% more than Stein. So far, Jill Stein in Texas is being beat by the dead gorilla Harambe and Deez Nuts. That's real. That is real. Not even making it up. Gosh, America. It's like, that's our Bodie McBoatface, by the way. That's our version of Bodie McBoatface. Yeah. I don't know how this happens. And I need you guys to listen to this because maybe I'm missing something. This comes from Shanghaiist. Man accidentally gets hemorrhoid surgery while waiting for his wife to give birth. Not sure. It occurred August 8th in a hospital in Shenyang. Apparently, the surgery room for the pregnant woman having cesarean sections is right next to the one for hemorrhoid patients. And outside, a 29-year-old man surnamed, this cannot be, well, it's People's Daily. His surname's Wang. He's waiting, please, dear God, please, and I don't say that blasphemously, I don't, please, no. He was waiting anxiously for his wife to give birth, but after 40 minutes, a nurse finally peeked her head out, asked him to come in, and then told him that he needed to disrobe. And once he was inside the surgery room, he said, I was doubtful. I thought they were going to have me do something with my wife. And he lay down on the bed, waited for their instruction. He heard the baby crying. He wanted to see his child. He said, but his hind end hurt so much he couldn't move. And that's when he didn't realize hemorrhoid surgery until it was completed. And the doctor called his mother-in-law to inform her about the successful operation. He says, they didn't even ask for my name. They just grabbed me, and this cannot, seriously, how does that happen? Why would you go along with it is the bigger question. Kane, how do you accidentally have hemorrhoid surgery?
You don't, somehow this,
oh
is, I don't
gosh,
get it.
Oh my gosh, I don't get this. I'm calling shenanigans.
As soon as they asked me to disrobe, I'd be like, wait a minute, that's not why I'm
this
here.
This is not how my wife has a baby.
Right.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Exactly.
Shenanigans. Folks, you and I both know that criminals can attack any moment. They don't wait for you to be at your most comfortable or when you're super aware. And there have been a number of members of the United States Concealed Carry Association who have successfully defended themselves. And in fact, I have a couple of stories. One I've already shared with you, but another one I'm going to share with you about an individual who saved themselves using their firearm. But would you know what to do if this happened to you? Would you know what to do afterwards? I mean, we all take training and we all understand and go through the decision-making process and undergo stress training. I mean, we all do that, and you should do it as often as you can in case you have to use your firearm in self-defense. But what about the legalities after? When the cops show up, what do you say? What do you do? The USCCA has a free guide. I want to give it to you. It's going to give you not only life-saving strategies, but also information on what to do after if you have to, heaven forbid, use your firearm in self-defense. Go to protectthemtoday.com. Get your free copy of this life-saving guide from the United States Concealed Carry Association. That's protectthemtoday.com.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. During the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, supermodel Gisele Bündchen set a distinctly Brazilian tone for the Games by taking a long, sultry walk across the stage to the song Girl from Ipanema. That song, first released in 1964, has become the second most recorded pop song in history. It made millions for the Brazilian songwriters, but the real-life girl from Ipanema who inspired them to write it didn't get a penny. After the two songwriters died, she opened a boutique in Rio and called it, can you guess? That's right, The Girl from Ipanema. That didn't sit well with the heirs of the song's creators, though. They own a trademark on the name, and they sued her. Let's be fair, they may have had a legitimate claim, but the lawsuit was strongly criticized in Brazil. The woman who inspired the famous song is widely loved in her country, and in the end, the judge ruled in her favor. Today, if you go to Rio and visit that store, you may just have a chance to meet the real girl from Ipanema. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. And you can go to PremierCollectibles.com/Dana, and you can get a signed copy of Flyover Nation. There are a limited number of copies available. And when they're gone, they're gone. We're not going to be doing, I'm done with my live signing events, focusing on some new stuff. And I mean, this book was a joy to write. Flyover Nation, you can go, like I said, PremierCollectibles.com/Dana. Go and get your copy. We were talking about some of the polling, and I know yesterday we were talking about Trump's new hires. I don't know that I've ever met Kellyanne Conway. She seems really pleasant, though. I know she worked for Cruz, and she did some other stuff. She seems really pleasant, and she seems like she really has a handle on what she's doing. So I don't have anything negative to say about Kellyanne Conway at all. I think in general, I think she's always had a really good grasp of polling data just from the stuff that I've seen from her. And in talking about, because there are some people, and I'm going to play this audio coming up, that are saying, well, you know, you can't believe the polls. Well, yes and no. I mean, when you have every single poll saying the same thing at a varying degree, yeah, there's something there. Where there's smoke, there is fire. And I want to caution people. Republicans did this back in 2012. We did this back in 2012, and it screwed us up. When they had that Orca system, the Romney camp, and they didn't want to believe the polls. They didn't want to believe that Romney was, that it was so tight in Florida. They didn't want to believe all of this other stuff, and it ended up really, because of that, they weren't actually able to, they were not basing their strategy off of what the polls were legitimately showing. And as a result, they ended up screwing themselves up. And I don't want people to make that same mistake that we saw in 2012. You can't disregard what the polls are saying and try to go off older electorate models. You cannot do that. You cannot have a winning strategy if you don't acknowledge what the polls are showing. And all of them. If it was like a couple, I'd be like, eh. But it's all of them. We're going to talk about that coming up. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, this is Carl Bob from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
These polls, Dana, I'm honestly, we have to stop with these polls. They're insane with the polls. You look at these, just look what's going on. You look at a Trump rally, and there's 12, 15,000, 10,000 people.
You cannot believe
it. And then you look at Hillary Clinton, and you have, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000. But that speaks volumes.
That's a real disservice.
Poll 82 days out.
It's a real disservice
to whom?
His supporters to lie to them that the that those polls don't matter.
You pick up the phone and you say, who are you going to vote for? That person on the other end of the phone says, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
But
they're not out there voting.
But when the polls
people are
good,
getting out in the street
opposite.
And going to a rally, those are people who get up off the couch and go hear something and go say something.
And that's exactly what we said in 2012 when people that supported Romney were told that the polls are wrong, Romney's going to win, and then they were so mad and disappointed.
So there's a point to this. You can't just disregard the polls. And Dana Perino, with whom I'm friends, and I know Eric Bowling too, she's right in here. She's right. You can't just, we don't like the polls, so we're just going to ignore them. Here's why that's dangerous. And I went over this really quickly last segment. Here's why this is dangerous. Because that's what Mitt Romney did in 2012. The biggest screw up that the GOP did in 2012 of that election was to act like, well, the polls were slanted. They're incorrect. They're forecasting this wrong. It's bad. And as a result, we're not going to base our strategy on what the numbers show. And because they did not understand the electorate, that hurt them because they didn't know how to approach to win some of that electorate. And Eric Bowling, God love him, but that's silly. God love him. And I'd say this to him, we're friends. That's the goofiest thing I've ever heard of. How many people that come out to your rally is not indicative of likely voters? That's like saying, well, I have over 400,000 followers on Twitter, so 400,000 people are going to go buy my book, Flyover Nation. That's not how that works. 400,000 people did not buy my book. I mean, it's a bestseller, but it's not 400,000 people. That's not how that works. That does not work that way. And the fear is that I don't want to see 2012 repeated, and that was my biggest criticism. If you go back, because my shows are archived, if you go back, I think I spent the entire day going off on the RNC for not understanding how the electorate had changed, because they thought they were operating in 2008 world. Oh my gosh, I wrote about it. I think actually it was more than one day. I was so mad. I was so mad that they didn't understand what they were dealing with. And they kept saying, I remember when Nate Silver, and there's some things that go up at 538 that I'm like, I really was critical of them this morning because they buried the lead. And I generally think that they do really good work. So don't, think I'm, just crapping all over them. But I thought they buried the lead in one particular story. But Nate Silver does a fantastic job. And I think he's incredibly fair. And he's incredibly accurate as well. And in looking at what he was discussing in 2012, he was saying, look, and even RCP, by the way, their averages were showing of these polls were showing the same thing. And the Romney camp and the RNC, they didn't want to believe it for whatever reason. And I remember thinking, well, there's a reason why, A, these are done, number one. Not every single poll that's done is some sort of psychological manipulative tool that is trying to herd you into a certain voting behavior. Not every single one of them does that. The ones that do are called push polls. Not every single poll is a push poll. That's when they're basically asking, they're setting you up and they're asking you what they want to hear. And they do it a lot with gun control stuff. A lot. And that's not indicative of all of these polls. And so in looking at this, you can't just write them all off because you think that, oh, well, they're just manipulative. Because they're not. Even Kellyanne Conway, who is the campaign manager now for the Trump campaign. And as I said, I think I've met her like once or twice up at Fox, like here or there in a green room, or maybe it was at CNN. I think I've met her once. I know that she worked with the Cruz camp for a while. I think she's a pleasant person. I don't know much about her personality, but I know she does good work. She does good work for the people that she works with, so that was good. I think bringing her on was quite frankly the smartest hire that the Trump campaign made, because I was very critical of their other hire yesterday. But I think Kellyanne Conway is good, and she's been consistently good. She's even acknowledging, yeah, these are actually the polls are reflecting accurately what is happening. And it's important that you acknowledge that. And the reason being is that you do not want to have a repeat of 2012. You don't want to go into this election cycle with a strategy based on a false premise. You do not want to go into this election cycle thinking that everything is wrong and that really you're way, way up because people are coming out to the rallies. And as a result, that's going to translate into votes. It doesn't do that way. Because if that were the case, then Mitt Romney would have won by a landslide in 2012 after all the people came out protesting against limited government in 2009 and 2010. So millions of people across the country, but yet 3 million registered voters stayed home. It does not translate into votes. It never has. I say this as someone who has organized rallies I've been doing this since 2008. And it doesn't translate into votes. And you can't depend on that, nor should you. And that's why I get a little scared and I get a little concerned and it makes me a little crabby because I'm like, wait, hold up. We're talking about the White House here. You seriously are not discounting this. If there's an average of a 7 to 9 point gap, acknowledge it and shrink it. Otherwise, how are you going to fight it? If you're not even willing to acknowledge what is, as Kellyanne Conway says, is accurate, and she's a pollster before she was a campaign manager. She's been a pollster. That's what she did. So this is her wheelhouse. Then you have to acknowledge it so that you can decrease that gap. Otherwise, if you don't acknowledge it, you're not going to figure out what it is that is what is it? What are the factors that are keeping that space between these candidates? And if you're not willing to focus on that and either make it to where they are no longer relevant and shrink that gap, then I'm not quite sure how you're serious about translating that into a victory. You can't just rely on stuff that tells you good things. You don't want a bunch of kiss butts around, You can't just rely on that. Part of politics is that sometimes things are not good. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to face the fact that maybe there's a 5 to 9 point gap. Maybe it's uncomfortable to realize that, you know what, he's down in every single swing state. But instead of ignoring it, acknowledge it and then say, this is how you fix it. Maybe it means we need more retail politics in this state. Maybe it means we need ad buys in this state. Maybe it means that, we need more ground structure. Maybe we need better structure in this state. We need more people on the ground. And you figure out what the disconnect is so that you can fix it. And you can shrink that gap. Because I did election coverage. I did election. I did the primaries. I did the caucuses last time around. I was looking at exit polls that night. And I can tell you, I can tell you exactly what it was. When I saw some of these states come in for Romney, and I'm trying to think back to how the states went, they were so close to what was actually accurately reflected in, like, the averages of the polls that had been out. Not everything there is smoke and mirrors. And unless you want to win the White House, you can't ignore that. Or lose the White House, rather. If you want to lose it, you know, if you don't want to win the White House at all, then, by all means, just ignore all of that and think that everything that you're doing is totally fine and you just need to stay on that road. And that's one of the big that's another big criticism that I had with the Bannon hire. He's never run a campaign. He has horrible media instinct. He has no idea what he's doing. He just throws stuff at the wall and hopes it sticks. And I'm looking at this thinking that this means they're going to double down on him continuing to do the same thing. You can let Trump be Trump, but you can refine the message. And it bothers me that I feel like Kellyanne Conway is like the only person, and maybe Roger Stone, the only people on that campaign that understand that nuance. You can let someone be themselves, but you can refine the message. And that's important to acknowledge. And that's when I see, like, the Bannon stuff, I'm like, well, they're just going to double down on not doing that. Because if there's anything that that Bannon's name is completely unassociated with, it's refinement of anything, message, strategy, anything. And that's the concern. Because I don't want to have it be, you know, November, and we're looking at exit polls coming in, and we're like, damn, this is accurately reflected in what we were seeing at 538 or what we were seeing at Cook or what we were seeing at RCP. This is pretty accurate, because I'll tell you, that's how I was feeling with the night that Romney lost. My good grief. So you can't do that. You're not admitting defeat by acknowledging that he's behind in swing states. You're not admitting defeat by acknowledging, all right, nationally, there's a gap there. How we shrink it. That's what you do. And I'll tell you, teleprompter Trump connects more and connects better than off-the-cuff Trump. And do you know why? Because it's a general election. You don't run a primary. You don't run a general the way you do a primary. Off-the-cuff Trump is great in a primary. During a primary, you're talking to your choir. You're preaching to your choir. You're singing the songs that they all know. It's red meat time. Throw it out there. General election is different. It's different. People want, the primary is the time to where you can afford to be more personality, less meat and potatoes. But general, you're talking about people who, they want to know not just what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. And that's when you refine everything that you did down in the primary and you refine it in the general. And like I said, I feel like Kellyanne Conway is literally the only person on that campaign that gets it. Folks, Super Beets is a great way to get all day energy. And it's only 3 grams of sugar. If you want all day energy, you could load up with caffeine, but that's a fake energy. You're going to crash. It's actually not great for your circulation either. Coffee is not so good for when you load up on it like that. And the crash is awful. And if you put sugar and stuff in it, well, you know, that's not good either. Drinking like an energy drink, like a Monster or Red Bull, you might as well just go into your pantry or go into your kitchen at work and take off the sugar, the top of the sugar canister, or open a bunch of sugar packets and just dump it in your mouth, because that's what you're doing. Blah, blah, blah. That's all it is. And then you're going to crash and feel horrible in like a couple of hours. Beets doesn't do that. First off, beets are loaded with dietary nitrates. When you eat dietary nitrates, your body goes bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, and it changes it to nitric oxide, and that maintains increased circulation, makes your arteries wide and flexible. It maintains healthy blood pressure, increases that circulation, and you get an all-day energy with no crash, 3 grams of sugar. Why is Super Beets the best? Because if you cook your beets at home, heat destroys nitrates, right? If you juice it at home, it's going to taste like feet. because that's what beets taste like. And if you buy it already juiced, the nitrates are already degraded. Super Beets uses a cold drying process to protect those nitrates. That eliminates the beet taste. That's actually something that they just kind of discovered, which is awesome. I love science. And it brings out this mild berry flavor, 3 grams of sugar. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it in your iced coffee. I do. You can put it in some yogurt. You can just put 1 teaspoon of 4 ounces of water. Do your shot that way. It is the best way, the best energy drink you could have, and it's also super great for your health. So go to DanaShootsBeets.com or call 1-800-664-5617. Bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Black cherry flavor or regular. They're going to send you out a free book and free shipping as well. All guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-664-5617. DanaShootsBeets.com.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beets revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beets every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeets.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central, and I believe I'll be on Anderson Cooper this evening talking about things and stuff. I know. Things and stuff. Not stuff and things, but things and stuff. In the meantime, it's time for some amazing, amazing Florida Man.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
Literally, it never stops. Never. I have just photos of vandals who spray-painted Uranus Drive in Orange Park. That's from CBS 47 Action News Jax. They did. It is at the corner of Uranus Capella. Stop it, you guys. You guys are horrible.
Uranus, right? Isn't that how you pronounce it? Just Uranus?
Uranus.
No, I don't think so.
It's not Uranus.
In this instance, it should be.
Uranus.
Okay, then.
And it's a planet. Stop being a hater. Stop the hate. And Capella, vandals ransacked the neighborhood and sprayed it. That's when you want to say spray painted together. But they spray painted the Uranus sign. There you go, right? You're good. So here's an update from Twitchy on the accused teenage cannibal. So they are invested. They are looking at it like it is a Flocka situation. This is just, it's election 2016. Apparently, according to Palm Beach Post, Austin Haroof was wearing a Make America Great Again hat when he murdered a guy and ate his face. That's Palm Beach Post. It said that, and I feel bad for the parents. They were sitting there eating with him, and then he just, like, flipped. She said the mom, in describing him to the police dispatch, said he was wearing his hat and he was carrying a pocket knife. And that's when about 2:30 a.m. Jupiter police returned to the home. The son is held on charges of murder for fatally stabbing John Stevens and his wife. And then he ate his face straight off. That's awful.
Isn't cannibalism a crime too? Like, I'm sure a murder, right? But I mean, can they not add cannibalism to the list of felonies?
That's a great question.
It's
never
gotta
actually
be illegal to eat a human, right? It's gotta be illegal.
I'm pretty sure, because that involves assault.
Right.
An assault can be just unwanted touching.
There's a joke there, cannibalism and salt. But I get it.
Assault. Okay.
But the guy's face was missing.
Poor your old Marty, by the way, can we just note at this? Marty's apparently a legal scholar.
Yeah.
And we only discover this accidentally.
And I've been asking him now a bunch of legal questions. Just
and so
out of the blue.
We, like, all of a sudden, and I'll have to tell you next hour, like, what? Like, all of a sudden, we were sitting here talking about it, and he's like, he says, oh, well, technically, there are no laws against cannibalism, technically. And he would know this, because degree in criminal justice?
Yeah.
Like, why? Yeah, so he's like a lawyer. So we joke about it.
A minor.
He's like, actually.
His minor was criminal justice, but still.
That's basically a lawyer.
Right.
I mean, good grief. If Bruce Jenner can talk and say that he's a woman, I mean, here Marty actually studied criminal justice. We're going to call him a lawyer, all right? Come on. So this, stop getting upset. A four-year-old, 69-year-old Florida woman was involved in four separate accidents in Leland. Leland?
I think one of those is right.
County Sheriff's Office deputies were dispatched to Leland Friday. A woman, 2011 BMW is her car. While she was trying to park, she hit a parked 2014 Ford. Then she backed up and hit a Ford Expedition. And then she pushed the Expedition into a Subaru, and that caused damage to the Expedition. And then she struck a 2015 Nissan trying to park. Hashtag woman driver.
Was she on Flocka too?
No, she just is a woman who can't drive. I say this because I'm one, so don't be like, if you do, don't Amy Schumer me. You know it. Folks, quick break. Coming up in our third hour, this 12-year-old girl went hunting. Now social justice warriors want to murder her. Ugh. And government wants to know why black people don't visit national parks. That's a thing. Keep it here.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Gold and silver prices change daily. With a solid reputation for more than 30 years in the bullion and coin business, the Gold Mart will help with questions regarding investing in gold, silver, and platinum. Whether you're considering diversifying a large portion of your retirement portfolio or purchasing an ounce or two to start your nest egg, the Gold Mart has the knowledge and experience to make your experience pleasant, and the Gold Mart never charges fees or commissions on your transactions, so you're assured of professional help without any high-pressure sales gimmicks. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by and speak with our friendly staff at 1191 Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Square.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson toured flood-ravaged areas of Louisiana Thursday and reassured residents that the government will be there to help.
The federal government is here. We have been here. We will be here as long as it takes to help this community recover.
The clip courtesy of Louisiana Public Broadcasting. So far, estimates are 40,000 homes damaged, 30,000 rescues, and 13 deaths attributed to the flooding. Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton practices bigotry.
The bigotry of Hillary Clinton is amazing. She sees communities of color only as votes, and not as human beings, worthy of a better future.
Trump says if you look at the schools and the poverty and the 58% of young African Americans not working, it's, quote, time for a change. In Charlotte Thursday evening, Trump apologized four times during the campaign, saying the wrong things in the heat of debate. State Department spokesman John Kirby says a $400 million cash payment to Iran in January was contingent on the release of American prisoners.
Given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released.
Kirby says the money wasn't ransom, but the U.S. held up the separately agreed on payment to ensure U.S. captives were freed. Brazilian police said Thursday swimmer Ryan Lochte and three U.S. teammates were not robbed, as they said, after a night of partying, and the intoxicated athletes instead vandalized the gas station bathroom and were questioned by armed guards before they paid for the damage and left. Gunnar Benson and Jack Conger were allowed to leave the country Thursday evening after interviewing with police. Lochte's already back in the States. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura has asked for a, quote, gesture of humanity from both sides and urged them to agree to a 48-hour pause in the hostility in the Syrian city of Aleppo.
In Aleppo, said Mr. de Mistura, the only things being delivered were barrel bombs, mortars, napalm, chlorine, and suicide attacks. Clearly angry, the special envoy, who had hoped to restart peace talks in August, said the United States and Russia must do more to bring an end to the fighting, and repeated his call for 48-hour pauses so that aid convoys, who are packed and ready to go, can reach millions of Syrian civilians living under siege or in hard-to-reach areas.
BBC correspondent Imogene Folks. U.S. Food and Drug Administration tests found hepatitis A in scallops from the Philippines, which have been identified as a likely source of a Hawaii outbreak. More on these stories at townhall.com. The Justice Department releases a memo instructing officials not to renew contracts with private prison operators or instead to substantially reduce the scope of those contracts. Get details from Linda Kenyon.
The memo follows a report last week by the Justice Department Inspector General that found privately operated prisons had more problems with assaults and contraband. The Justice Department initially contracted with privately run institutions about 10 years ago in order to help deal with the exploding prison population. The prison population has been on the decline since 2013.
The goal, as reported by the Washington Post, is to ultimately end the Justice Department's use of privately operated prisons after they were found to be less safe and less effective than government facilities. Environmental groups filed a federal lawsuit to stop a 516-mile-long natural gas pipeline that would run from Alabama through Georgia into Florida. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Yesterday, the speech he did outside of Milwaukee on Law and Order was probably the best speech he's had yet. Delivery is improving on when he's reading, and he restrained himself. And I think it wasn't as if he was going to win the African-American vote, but what I think he needs to do, and that would go a long way to help, is to try to reassure the suburbanites, the ones, you know, the soccer moms, that he's not a racist, that the things he's done in the past are far more benign, and his heart's in the right place. If he can do that, he can have a recovery. I think people who bury him now are really overestimating what's happening.
There's some point to that. If he can stay on topic and like I said earlier, refine that message, I think that's one of the first steps that he can make in closing that gap. By the way, Mr. Krauthammer, it's not soccer mom anymore. It's security mom. That mom demo has been a demo since I was a kid. It was soccer mom during the Clintons. I think that's when it was first identified.
Right.
And not really identified. That's when they started to realize women with children vote. And by they, I mean Democrats. I kid. Not really. But they started calling it soccer mom, the soccer mom vote. So it was the soccer mom vote for both of Clinton's terms. It was the soccer mom vote during Bush. And then after 9/11, it became the security mom vote. And Bush had that security mom vote. And so now it's back to soccer mom, I guess. Why can't it just be voters? This is the voting section.
Right.
Third hour of the program. I'll be on Anderson Cooper tonight talking about things and stuff, you know, that you want to know about. Some election stuff and I don't know what else. They just said things. Literally, they basically were like, things and stuff. That's what you're going to be talking about. So great. Yay. And we're also following this Ryan Lochte thing. I don't even understand this. Whether or not he lied about it or didn't lie about it or they were really held up at gunpoint, I don't know. But that's going to come out at some point. I mean, it will come out at some particular point. And I just hope it's an international incident at this point, which is...
I think real police are actually on television now live talking about it. Do you want to grab
Producer Kane. Yeah, let's see what they're talking about here.
Caused, and they left the scene before a police vehicle could arrive. The images of the gas station have confirmed this version, which also confirms what the witnesses have said. As a matter of fact, the versions of one of the athletes, he has confessed. Yes, he confessed. We confess only when a crime is committed, but he was a witness. He gave a testimony, his witness, and he corroborated the facts that I'm sharing with you. He confirmed all of these facts. Which one? He is they're still being interviewed. Just a minute. We agreed that I would finish first. I will try to give you as much information to try to limit the number of questions.
Did they lie?
I will give you the
details. What is it? What do you think? That was helpful.
They're saying that he's lying. And they're saying that they have no evidence that backs up his story.
They're saying that he's lying.
Yeah.
But they've doubled down and said they're telling the truth. Producer Kane's over there.
Well, I heard that one of the swimmers like actually threw Ryan Lochte under the bus.
One of them did, and that's what's confusing because one of them did, and then I just saw another headline that said one of them said that no, this is what really happened to us. So I feel like all three, maybe there's...
Like one of them wants to stick to the story they agreed to, and the other one's like, I want out of this place.
I'm out of here. Woo, done. Yeah. So that is, I just don't want it to be an international incident. If it's an international incident and they find out that they lied, I wonder what that means for them swimming.
Well, I wonder what it means legally, you know, between the two different countries. Like, what is that... So there wasn't a crime. Let's go worst case scenario. Ryan Lochte lied. The whole group lied about it, and it finally came out.
Mm-hmm.
Then what is the consequence at that point? Like, what are we talking? It's not just banning from swimming, I'm assuming. It's got to be some sort of agreement between the two countries as to how to handle this.
Well, don't have the Olympics in a place where people still dunk feces in the water.
We're beyond that now.
I'm just going to do that. That's how it needs to work. Joe Biden apparently insulted Japan while trying to insult Trump for being stupid about Japan, says my friend Larry O'Connor. Wait, Joe Biden said something bad? He said something that wasn't good? You're kidding me. Really, I don't believe that. He had a plan for the other day. He was stumping for Hillary Clinton. This is when they were in Scranton, his hometown of Scranton. And he actually, when he was with Hillary Clinton in Scranton, he got out there and he was talking foreign policy, you know, because he was brought on as Barack Obama's VP because he was so knowledgeable in foreign policy. That's what was played up. And he really wanted to paint Donald Trump as being, oh, my gosh, he's just an idiot on these issues. So he gets up there and he just, you know, he laid this one out. Listen.
In the meantime, he talks cavalierly about encouraging other nations, as Hillary pointed out, to develop nuclear weapons, as if nuclear war is some trivial affair. Does he not understand we wrote Japan's constitution to say they could not be a nuclear power? Where was he when...
So Japan heard that, you know, because it's the Vice President of the United States. And the Associated Press reports him as saying a popular front page column in the National Asahi newspaper said this week that the comment was, quote, unprecedented in its insensitivity and could even be considered arrogant. The timing of Biden's remark makes it insensitive, said journalist and author Hiro Ida, as the ruling party under Prime Minister Shinzo Abe starts a push to try to revise the Constitution despite considerable public misgiving. I just need a moment. He always says, it's not, we didn't really write Japan's constitution. It was, I mean, it was revised and they actually had people that voted on it. But there, you can't say that they can't have nukes because that's not actually in their governing documents. It doesn't say that. The Associated Press says, quote, the 1947 Constitution doesn't mention nuclear weapons, though it does renounce war as a sovereign right of the nation. Hmm. But we didn't literally sit down and write all their...
No.
You know, that's not...
He just misspoke, Dana. He just misspoke a little.
Do you remember, Kane, do you remember when he was drummed out of the race last time around for plagiarism?
Oh, yeah.
Good times. Mm. Good times.
Them were the days.
Them were the days. Dim days, though. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
I love this story. This is a riot. So Paul Manafort, apparently he was trying to prevent what they're calling now the taco tweet. The Trump taco tweet with the taco bowl. Manafort was suggesting that it might not be, and Howard Fineman said that Manafort politely suggested that this might be seen as condescending and cautioned against it, but he was immediately overruled by everywhere else, and that apparently, like, sources are saying that that's after there was the shakeup in the campaign, which, yes, when it's this close to October surprises, you call it a shakeup. That just kind of... I was actually surprised because I didn't think Manafort would hold off on that, you know? Huh, interesting. Look at this. This, I don't even know how to begin this story. This is one of the saddest stories I've ever heard of in my life. This comes from IJ Review. It reads, when police officers arrived at Jennifer Denon's house in Hot Springs, Arkansas, they were shocked at what they found inside. They had received a call from the Department of Human Services about a possible case of child abuse, but the condition of the little girl was worse than they had anticipated. The story says that the four-year-old girl had deep bruises, a black eye, swollen cheek, blood on the corner of her mouth, marks on her wrist and scars on her back. When officers asked her name, she replied, idiot. Her 30-year-old mother's live-in boyfriend, Clarence Reed, according to police reports, would zip-tie her to a bed as a form of punishment, regularly called her idiot instead of using her real name. And in photos of the girl that are on the Facebook page, you can see marks on her wrist where she had been tied up. Unbelievable. And so that they would beat her regularly. And that's just, I mean, now, so the couple are being held on a $500,000 bond. They're due in court on August 23rd. The four other siblings have been sent to live with their biological father. The four-year-old and the 11-month-old are with the Department of Human Services. Oh, my gosh. I would pay to have just some time alone in a room with these people. Oh, my gosh. This is why I'm like, I don't even know how to, that story's horrific. So this, have so much stuff. This 12-year-old girl, this story's kind of amazing. This 12-year-old girl, this is according to Daily Mail, she went hunting. And so what do hunters do, especially if they're kids and it's like one of their first hunts? They go and they post their stuff on Facebook. Her name is Ariana Gordon. She's from Cove, Utah, and she's 12 years old. And she went hunting with her family, and she got a giraffe from a safari in Africa. And so she's received death threats and all sorts of really horrific stuff. She also had a zebra and all of this, and the pictures were taken with her father, and they've caused all of these, they've caused public outrage, and they've talked about killing this girl. Like, they think she should die for this. 12-year-old girl. And she's there on a safari, And people who don't understand animal conservation don't understand this particular story. I mean, when you realize that safaris are done on reserves where the animals are tagged and you only hunt the weakest ones or the ones that are too old to breed. And that's actually that's culling. Do people know what the hell that is? You're culling them for herd health. They don't let you just go and pick out whatever one you want. And then there's a limit on how many you can get. And you cannot bring the meat for you, you know, blockheads, for these blockhead, you know, anti-hunters out here who don't understand what it is. You can't bring the meat back with you. The meat actually goes to feed. If there's meat, if there's edible meat on it, it goes to the village, any nearby village or the town that is actually getting, they're getting the revenue from operating a reserve like this. Because that village benefits from it. And that's what you do. That's what all of them do. I have never come across one where you don't do that. And so these people who don't understand, they're like, oh, well, this is just, you know, it's so bad. That's not how any of that works. That's not how any of that works. And they need to lay off this 12-year-old girl. It's a shame that they're trying to basically, you know, crucify this child because they don't have any idea. And you realize how much the villages actually make. And if you talk to people over there, when everybody got mad at that dentist with Cecil the lion, there was a villager over there because they had lost a number of people in their village because the lions, the population of the lions was actually in that particular area. It was increasing to the point where they were inviting people to come out and help cull the herd. Like I said, they tag them, you know, which ones, you know, you're supposed to go and get, and everything that, and you have to fill out all of this paperwork. It's not like you just get a passport, you take your gun and you go over there and get whatever you want. They'll throw your ass in jail. You don't do that. There's a process to go about it. And these people who have never done it, they need to stop talking. I can't stand it when people who have more zeal than knowledge decide to really get in and opine on this. And now, look, you got this poor girl that is, I mean, she's being bullied. Good heavens. We're going to look back at, we're going to take another look and keep you updated on this. This press conference, by the way, that they're having in Rio right now over the swimmers is insane. I don't know why they need to, like, we need to have officials step in at this point. This is ridiculous and figure out what the hell is going on because nobody knows what's going on. It's too insane. And are you going to really sit here and trust? Sorry, but are you going to really sit here and trust, like, the, you know, Rio over this? I don't know. Casper Mattress, folks. Look, I know we're getting ready to head into fall. And your mattress, maybe you get hot at night or maybe you just can't get comfortable. Before cold weather sets in, you need to upgrade your mattress to a Casper. Treat yourself, right? I had a Casper mattress. We got one for our youngest son when he transitioned to a bigger bed. And it was the most comfortable place in the house to take a nap, to just lay down and go to sleep. It's a mattress for all sleepers. And it was invented using two high-tech foams. They don't get mushed down. This is not like a cheap foam, let me tell you. This is specifically engineered to keep you structurally supported. And the material that is used, it actually allows air to circulate, so it's breathable. You stay at a comfortable temperature. Time magazine named Casper Mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. And the best part, not in addition to that, the other best part about it is that you actually get to spend your money on the mattress, not overhead and everything else, because Casper ships their mattress to you for free in a box so small. You're not going to believe it holds a mattress, but they do that so you can get it from your front door to your bedroom. And they let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free before you make a commitment. And if you don't love it, they'll come back and pick it up, and you get every dime back. There is no risk to you. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try Casper mattress in your home for 100 nights, free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com, use code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing **DEBT on your mobile phone. That's **DEBT or **3328. Cellular rates may apply.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy. Everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Earlier I was saying how Jill Stein is being, in the polls, is being beaten in Texas by Harambe, the dead gorilla, and these nuts. They're literally, it's on the bell. Producer Kane's dying over there. Dead Harambe is ahead of her in the polls, and so is D's Nuts, which is a kid who just is playing a joke, and he registered with the FEC from Iowa. She's being beaten, but this is the thing that got me. So I don't know too much about her. And then I thought, you know, and everything I've seen has been kind of crazy. And I thought, you know what, that might be people just trying to make sure she's not misrepresented. So I'm looking at her Jill 2016 site, and this is what I found. She issued a statement on the killing of Harambe, which I was like, really? This is the first sentence, and I'm just going to leave it here. The killing of Harambe at the Cincinnati Zoo highlights the need to adopt stronger legal protections for the rights of animals, especially primates.
Going straight to the White House with that statement.
You know, zoos raise revenue from charging admission and stuff, and they take care of the animals. It's a monkey. It's not a person. I mean, it's not. I've got a slap fight with a chimpanzee. I'm promising you this. Keep it here. More of the Dana Show in minutes.
The Dana Show.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season, or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisades Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Bannon has a history of speaking with various kind of high-level Republican politicians and Svengalying them a little bit, from Michelle Bachmann to Sarah Palin, and watching as their careers spiral the drain. I think Steve is a very smart guy. I think Steve is a very vicious guy, and I think that Steve has his own interests here, and his own interests don't necessarily matter when it comes to Trump winning.
That is my former colleague, Ben Shapiro, and friend. We both worked under Andrew Breitbart, and I think I was only there under Bannon for about a year, and But Shapiro was there. Shapiro's known, he's known Andrew Breitbart for a long time, I believe longer than Steve Bannon, but he went off. I think Ben Shapiro, he was praised always by our former boss, Andrew Breitbart, because he's a truth teller. And he's always, I mean, he knows BS when he sees it, which is why Andrew liked him so much. And so that's, he gets right to it. He gets right to it. I spoke with him yesterday on The Blaze. That was a good conversation to have as well. But whether it is Ben, of course, Ben doesn't take the same pathway that like Larry O'Connor would take or Kerry Pickett would take or Meredith Dake would take there's a lot of people who don't work there anymore and are very glad to be other places since the elevation of Bannon. Just interesting how that works. And we're always so happy to see each other whenever we are all in D.C. together at a different event or anything of that nature. So I will say, of the twofer that was announced yesterday, of it being Steve Bannon as a hire or Kellyanne Conway, well, I told you my thoughts on that. I do think Kellyanne Conway was a good hire because, unlike the other individual that they brought onto the campaign, she actually has campaign experience. She has a track record for sure, and she knows how to not step all over something that a candidate does incredibly well with news about herself. You know, she knows how to kind of stay out of the limelight and not send surrogates out to go and fight her battles on different ghost websites or on, you know, a website that she perhaps would be the chairman of. She doesn't do that because, you know, she's in it for the campaign and she's in it for the candidate, not herself, which is kind of different. I realized because I was thinking, I know that I knew Kellyanne Conway, and I did. I interviewed her on my program, my television program, not too long ago. Maybe it was a few months ago. And I always liked the work that she did, and she's always very straight, no chaser, as a pollster, and I think she'll do very well here in her capacity as campaign manager. I think the campaign would do even better without Steve Bannon, but I'm afraid that they've hurt themselves by bringing him on. And as someone who does not want to see Hillary Clinton in the White House in November, I am very concerned about that, because the guy doesn't – every success that guy has on his record has been someone else's success that he wants to partner with after they've been successful. So – just throwing that out there. Because you need to speak to truth. This is a very interesting story that I don't know why we're spending this money. And I don't... Okay, let me just... This is over at Daily Caller. It says, the National Park Service is spending $100,000 to research and correct the lack of diversity among park visitors. I don't know why this is. I will say this. Have you ever gone on Instagram and noticed the plethora of hipster travel little Instagram accounts where they go to all of these amazing places and they take these totally filtered photos of themselves camping? Like, here's our feet sticking out of a tent. We're looking at a mountain. Here's our feet in the back of a truck, and we're looking at a prairie. Here's us at the side of the river, and here's a fire. Oh, here's us. It's the morning sun. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of they look like it's like an REI commercial. Every one of these pictures look like an REI commercial. I know you've seen them. So I don't know if it's maybe, I don't know. I'm just pointing that out. Maybe it's because there's a bunch of hipster. I don't know. But they're spending $100,000 to research and correct the lack of diversity among park visitors. The government's grant website, they posted this grant announcement. It says, quote, one of the many challenges facing the NPS in the 21st century is the lack of ethnic and racial diversity among the visiting population may be the most critical. How do they know that? Do they track everybody who goes into a national park? Can I be honest? The only national park I've ever been to is the Arch. Is that a state park or national park? Hell, I don't even know. That's my hometown, the St. Louis.
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Kane lived in St. Louis.
It's a state park for sure. Whether it's a national park, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
This does confuse me, because then that would mean they're keeping records in some way.
Are you scared?
For people just visiting.
How many times have you visited a park,
Public
Kane?
Parks. Lots of times.
They know each and every visit.
I know. They might have just wrote me down as white when I'm really half Hispanic.
We are a white Hispanic.
Right.
Yeah.
But they will forget that whole Hispanic part. They didn't ask me.
No, you're a white Hispanic. You don't count.
That's hurtful.
So they gave the money. So the grant went to North Carolina State University to research the diversity problem and help evidence-based strategies to guide visitor services planning. White people, they say, are twice as likely to visit parks as black people. Park visitors are predominantly white, and minorities make up only 22% of park visitors, even though minorities make up 37% of the U.S. population. This is research conducted by NPS in 2008 and 2009.
Can we throw that against what the population skew is? Like, if we look at how many white people are there.
Can I tell you what a professor at the University of Missouri said?
Oh, no. What?
Okay. Parks are racist.
They are.
This is the quote. You ready?
Okay.
U.S. parks reflect America's racist roots. Kang J. Lee is an assistant teaching professor at the University of Missouri. And Lee put out a statement on his research, quote, researchers have documented the omission of African-American history, that the omission of African-American history is quite common at public parks and recreation sites. So the question is, whose story needs to be told to the public and future generations? African Americans I interviewed firmly believe that the African American history needs to be told at these parks. Okay, so let's take, for example, the Grand Canyon. How is that omitting African American history at the Grand Canyon? What do you put up at the Grand Canyon? Because that's...
I don't know, the Colorado River? Isn't that the river that runs through the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
I think it is.
I love Google. I'm curious... What, or like the, I mean, like what are you, what is he talking about? I don't understand this. The Grand Canyon actually celebrated Black History, by the way. That the National Park Service noted that they did. They had like this whole thing. And they also, this is, I mean, they also had Grafton Brown, who was apparently the first African-American to, what is this? Grafton Brown, the first African-American artist to paint extensive scenes of the, was this Lower Falls? I've never even been in the Grand Canyon. I'd like to go, though. So, yeah, Grafton Brown, the first African-American artist to paint extensive scenes of the West and Pacific Northwest. So they have all that there. So I'm just using it as an example. Like, what?
How is everything racist? I don't get it. Like, you really have to be trying to find, I mean, you're just making it up at times now. Now it's the boy who cried wolf situation. You're saying racism at everything. No one's going to believe you when it's real.
Well, you know, and I'm looking at, I mean, like, let's see.
Look, show me where the racism is. This is all I
mean,
care
they have
about.
A whole thing on African. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I remember the Museum Under the Arch,
right.
Which gets into, what is it? It gets into like the trading.
Well, it gets into the trading
and
the territory,
and then
eventually the building of the arch.
And there's also, I remember that there's something that they had, like something related in terms of African American something or other with the architecture or whatever. I don't even remember half of the exhibits there.
Well, look, you're not a fan of racism. I'm not a fan of racism. If someone shows us a person or an institution or
right.
some sort of policy that's actually racist, I'd be totally against it. But where is the racism in national parks? Show me where the racism is. It's not. It can't be the numbers because they kind of reflect the population percentage.
All I know.
So it's clearly not that.
There was an opinion piece on the New York Times, and this was back last month, that said that the national parks are racist. And literally, it was like over 1,000 words, and it was like minorities are unwelcome was like one of the quotes. And I'm just like, wait, what?
That is so not true.
What?
Look, parks are, you know, you choose to visit. If you're making the choice to not visit,
that
doesn't mean racism.
I don't.
This is ridiculous. But
it's to that point.
But hey, you know, I'm willing to listen.
What did the park ever do to you? What did the park ever do?
I'm willing to hear. If someone can point to the real racism in national parks that
there's
can't be refuted with science.
Alcee Hastings is because now. People have even gone and attacked trees. Like Yellowstone was attacked. Alcee Hastings was described as he was a judge, that he was demanding increased inclusiveness at national parks. And he says, quote, African Americans have felt unwelcome and even fearful in federal parklands during our nation's history. And he says, because of the horrors of lynching. And I'm like, national parks and lynching? Like, what?
So, yeah, so look up
because
national
they have
parks
trees,
and lynching.
Because there are trees in national parks.
No, that's silly.
And because people were hung off trees because people were lynched using trees.
Okay.
So, because parks have trees, so.
Great.
Alcee Hastings must not like tree huggers.
Well, and so they made burning crosses out of wood, which comes from trees. So
does
now
that mean that you don't,
I mean,
let,
what?
You think that Jesus' symbol is racist?
Right.
Because the I see, that's where I'm like, okay, I think you can take it too far.
Yeah, show us the real racism and I'm with you. But if you can't show me any real racism, stop your yapping.
Yeah. It never ends. I haven't even been to one of the national parks. I haven't, interesting. Folks, our sponsor this quarter hour, Patriot Mobile, which is actually, this is my cell phone service. I started using it like the beginning of this year. And you can save anywhere 10 to 15%. I'm actually about 13% per phone bill. And one of the things that I always make, I try to be as careful as I can, and I really started looking into this when I only heard what like about Credo Mobile and what they donate to this past year. Like they've donated over $80 million to progressive causes just in the past decade by itself. And they are the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. They're also a cell phone service. And I'm like, do you know where your money's going when you're paying for your cell phone bill? This is why it's really important to find out, because you might be paying for things that go against what you believe, like your Second Amendment rights. This is why I chose to go with Patriot Mobile. It's America's only conservative phone provider, and it funds conservative causes and initiatives. It's just like your current mobile phone provider in that it's better, so it's not, because it offers 10 to 15% savings. It donates a portion of your monthly bill to conservative causes, and they have the most amazing customer service ever. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT, and for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk, text, data for just $70 a month. You care about where your money goes, right? You should. Go with a company that shares your values and gives you exceptional service. Use promo code Dana and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483, givetopurpleheart.org.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter, Dana on the Blaze tonight at 5 p.m. Central, and then I will be on with Anderson Cooper at 7 p.m. Central, I believe, talking things and stuff, so make sure you tune in because it's always a very good time. This, I was reading this story about, it's kind of, that's crazy. Transgender funeral director goes to court over dress code. The owner of three Michigan funeral homes is defending his right to require employees to dress on the job according to their biological sex. It's a federal case via Daily Signal brought on behalf of a transgender woman who used to work as a funeral director. The president and owner of the funeral homes says he's a devout Christian. His faith informs the way he operates his business and how he presents his business to the public. I get that because that's, you know, he assumes the risk. This is his business. He built it from the ground up. And with a lot of individuals, particularly end-of-life situations, this is a very, that's a very, it can be, it's a very faithful thing for many people. And so he wanted to respect grieving families, and he required his employees to dress as such, employees. This is back in, so apparently this has been going on since 2013. He gave his employer a letter saying that he was undergoing a gender transition and he was going to start dressing as a female at work. And then a couple of weeks later, he was let go. And the Alliance for Defending Freedom is helping the funeral home because it's a private business. And he says that he has a dress code in place because he has a dress code in place. It's his business. He can do what he wants. If he wants a dress code, if he wants them to wear hats, if he wants them to wear pins or flair, he can do it, right? It's his business. If you don't want to do it, don't work there. You don't get to sue. So it's stupid that if you don't like the way that someone operates their business, you can sue them for it and say, I don't like the way, I don't like it. So I'm going to sue you because I don't like what you are requiring for the business that you assume the risk of, pay the insurance for, and make the payroll of. I don't do any of that. You do, but I want my way.
This is what ruins the free market.
It does. So they filed the Equal Opportunity Office. They filed an amended complaint in June 2015. They said that Harris Funeral Homes discriminated against this guy because the employee, quote, did not conform to the employee's gender-based expectations, preferences, or stereotypes. Gender's not a stereotype, by the way. It's a thing. It's a real thing. It's not a stereotype. The former employee filed a complaint, was at all times free to dress as desired outside of works at Alliance for Defending Freedom, but they were required, as all other employees are, to abide by the dress policy while on the job. And they say it's an industry standard dress code. It's legitimate and legal. They want professional conservative dress that respects the somber and solemn nature of what's happening, etc. And so now they're going back and forth. It's a legal battle. So now we're in, it's gone, it's, this isn't about, again, there's a difference between tolerance and acceptance, and what this is forced acceptance. I don't even think it's about forced acceptance. Let the guy run his business how he wants to run it. Was this employee there? Was the employee there to pay the entire expense of when this business began? Did this employee, Kane, do you think this employee did that?
No, as a matter of fact, I think the business owner put all the risk in with their capital.
What about who assumes all for liability insurance or any other insurance?
Oh, yeah,
whose name is on that? Is
not,
it
not the employee.
It's the business owner, right?
Business owner, yeah.
That's right. Who's the one that's there first and probably shuts down?
Oh, yeah, the business owner.
Yeah. Mm. Who's responsible for making payroll and thus responsible for everything else?
The business owner.
Not the employee.
No.
And so as a result of having all of those responsibilities, because you are starting the business to serve a particular need, who gets to determine how that the dress code of a business or how it operates?
The person assuming the risk, which is the business owner.
Not the employee who goes and seeks employment from the business owner?
Nope.
Because they're not even owed a job. They can work and they can get along and they can work in a professional atmosphere and do all of that. But this seems, this is...
I wonder if this person ever thanked the business owner for the job.
I don't know. But it's kind of insane to go after the guy because he wants to run his business the way that he wants to.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure. I'm wondering if they're assuming that he was doing this because he's a Christian. And if they're making an assumption based upon their perception of his faith, or if they're just mad because they can't dress how they want.
Either way, separation of church and state should work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the state shouldn't have a say, whether or not this guy's a Christian or not, shouldn't have a say on how he conducts,
right?
You know, his religion and through his business.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, while I think that freedom of religion is incredibly important, I don't want the government to be put in a position where they're having to determine whether or not your faith is sincere and thus allowance for exception. If it's your business, you run your business however the damn well you want to.
No.
End of story.
That was the reason for the separation of church and state in the beginning. It was the oppression of the state. It had nothing to do with how oppressive the religion was.
Yeah.
It had everything to do with how oppressive the state was towards religion.
I mean, and isn't this industry that they're in, it's a service industry?
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is going to be our Today in Stupidity. There you go.
I agree.
Folks, Dana on the Blaze tonight at 5 p.m. Central. And later on, I will be on CNN, Anderson Cooper. Make sure you tune in. Folks, have a great night. Back with you tomorrow.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. American Red Cross spokesman Patrick Finette says Thursday was a positive day in the areas of Louisiana that have been affected by flooding.
People who are getting back into their homes are seeing our presence. We have more than 1,000 Red Cross workers from every state coming here into the Louisiana area to help with the flooding.
Bennett says the Southern Baptists are teaming up with the Red Cross to provide food for the flood victims.
It's a really impressive operation. They've got these huge food trucks that come in and the mobile kitchens on the back of 18-wheelers, and they can push out thousands of meals a day. They make the meals. They go into our emergency response vehicles. We take them into the communities.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson toured the areas Thursday, says the government will be on hand to help residents for as long as it takes. Donald Trump says he doesn't believe in speaking with political correctness, but admits he hasn't always used the best choice of words.
You say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it.
Hillary Clinton's campaign was quick to respond, saying Trump was just reading words from a teleprompter. After Usain Bolt won the gold medal in the 200 meters Thursday night, the Jamaican super sprinter says he's achieved all of his Olympic goals.
There's no words to explain, you know what I mean? To be eight-time Olympic champion, it's wonderful. 200 means a lot more to me, and I've been enjoying it, and it's just been exciting.
Bolt says he has nothing left to prove on the track. Some evacuation orders have been lifted for residents living near a massive wildfire in Southern California. It's the first good news for residents since authorities put more than 34,000 homes and 82,000 people under evacuation warnings in the mountains and high desert 60 miles east of Los Angeles. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. Two degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
If you thought the month of July was especially hot, you're right.
Two federal temperature reports say July was the hottest month on Earth since record-keeping began in the 1880s. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the average global temperature in July was 61.97 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about 1.57 degrees above average. NASA's conclusions are very much the same, with July coming in as 1.51 degrees warmer than average in its calculations.
Linda Kenyon reporting from Washington. Twitter says it suspended 360,000 accounts in the past year for violating its policies banning the promotion of terrorism and violent extremism. This after criticism for not doing enough to keep extremist groups like the Islamic State from using the short messaging service to recruit and raise money. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Settling to focus on product innovation rather than fighting a prolonged legal battle. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Jurors convicted two people of making up fake claims, fake clients to sue BP following the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to talk to JV? Call 844-4-JV-SHOW. 844-4-JV-SHOW.
Oh, my God, John. The calls are coming from inside the house.
This is Brandmeier.
Yeah. What, you smell bacon?
I do smell bacon.
Mm-hmm. Bacon. Why? The Bacon Brothers are coming.
That's why.
I smell bacon. Bet they haven't heard that before.
That smells like bacon up in here.
I want more bacon. I want more bacon.
I want more. More bacon.
More bacon! Michael Bacon, Kevin Bacon. I believe Kevin's an actor. Am I correct on that, Buzz? Would that be a correct statement?
Absolutely. Quite honestly, he's a giant in the industry.
Buzz, I love... See, people always think that Buzz and I and the rest communicate with what's going to happen to Dad. Go, yeah. So right there, the Kevin Bacon's going to be there and then Michael's going to be there. I hope they don't get in your way.
The Bacon Brothers are here!
Very excited.
You know, I'm a huge Kevin Bacon fan.
I actually once had an encounter with him in Chicago. It went something like this. I was walking past the Kingston Mines. Mm-hmm. He was walking the other way, and I said to him, as I said to Tommy Lee Jones once, big fan.
That's all you say?
That's all I say.
And he said?
Nothing. He gave me a nod, and he may have given me a finger, the index.
Yeah, the finger.
Not the middle finger.
Well, Larry King said to me, hey, Larry, just had you on the show. We had a great interview. Good to meet you.
Yeah,
good for you. Good for you. Remember that? Good for you, he says. This is coming out of a bathroom at Joe Stonecrab. Hey, Larry, how's it going? Johnny B. just had you in the studio. Yeah, good for you. And he walked right past me. You turd. You turd.
He's a big-time guy.
Where is that on CNN? I just heard somebody refer to the new hierarchy with Trump as the turd NATO. There's a turd NATO coming. A turd NATO. Anyway, let me ask you this. If you are, in fact, a Kevin Bacon fan, can you recall what is one of his first lines ever in his first film appearance?
No, I can't.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
There he is.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
There he is.
All right.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
There he is, getting his butt paddled.
It's one of the few Kevin Bacon films I have not seen.
In Animal House.
Yeah. Oh, that's Animal House?
How could you not know that? Look at it. There he is, in his underpants, getting smacked. That's Kevin Bacon, one of his very first film roles. Thank you, sir. We have another.
Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Look at him.
Well, I didn't have the benefit of the picture. I thought it was one of the offshoots, one of the many offshoots.
No, man. I am such an Animal House freak. So that's like what? You're in, like, he's been in so many films. I mean, She's Having a Baby. A Few Good Men.
What?
He was in A Few Good Men. Kevin Bacon. You said you're a fan. You don't know any of the movies he's in.
I'm a fan because I religiously watched his TV show,
Hector,
The Following.
Would you bring Smelling Salts in for Buzz? I believe I'm starting
you
to...
No, you haven't seen The Following. You haven't seen Kevin Bacon's...
But you said you're a big fan of...
Well, I am. From The Following.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
I mean, how many seasons did I put in? I put in 4 seasons.
Well, a fan would know all the movies, Apollo 13 and... You'd know that.
No, I wouldn't.
Would you know, look, there's some memes going on about you out there. Take a look at this. Usain Bolt, who is going to go nuts tonight, is running next to you.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
You see what country I'm from?
No, what does it say? I see you got the same headgear on you had in the movie Philadelphia.
Let's see. What country? Okay, hold on.
Ganja. Buzz is from Ganja. In the Olympics, there's a meme of Buzz running with Usain Bolt. And Usain Bolt is saying, I got your 9% body fat right here, Biff. Buzz running, by the way, I think, encumbered by that cast around his head.
It's dead weight. There's no question.
Yeah, right. Yes. I don't know, honestly, how people have time for this stuff. How do they have time for it?
It's not people. It's
do you smell? It's bacon is cooking.
What was that turd thing? A Trump critic was calling him a turd NATO on CNN. Hector, do you have that?
I do.
Can you play that for us?
I guess.
Let me see. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute, I guess. Turd NATO. I've never heard this word. Former Breitbart editor-at-large Ben Shapiro used to describe Trump during an interview with CNN's Brianna Keeler, who, by the way, also had another uncomfortable moment. But let's hear this turd NATO. How does he use this in a sentence?
Be militant is something that would serve Donald Trump. And I ask you this because, as you know, there's so many in the Republican establishment who say that is not what he should be doing.
I mean, as you probably know, I think Donald Trump's a turd tornado, but I also understand that he has no capacity whatsoever.
Turd tornado.
And he's just talking about Donald Trump by himself.
Yeah, he's not talking about his help, his new campaign lineup. He's just talking about him.
And who is that with the cartoon voice?
It is Ben Shapiro, the former Breitbart at Large editor.
Oh,
I want to hear this again because I thought the word it was funnier with turd-nado. But he didn't say it like that. He said, can I hear that again?
Sure, hold on.
Yeah, he said turd.
To be militant is something that would serve Donald Trump. And I ask you this because, as you know, there's so many in the Republican establishment who say that is not what he should be doing.
I mean, as you probably know, I think Donald Trump's a turd tornado, but I
turd
also
tornado.
He has no capacity.
You can turn that up louder.
Himself and be the sort of staid politician that so many people want him to be. I mean, Reince Priebus isn't going to convince him to become Mitt Romney. Telling him to double down is not necessarily a terrible strategy. If he's going to go down, he's going to go down being Trump.
A what tornado?
A turd tornado.
There you go.
What is that?
Well, it's like a shark tornado, except with poop.
Oh.
Okay.
Once again, right.
That's not quite what I expected, but okay.
Is on CNN. So this anchor on CNN, Brianna Keeler, she had Michael Cohen on, who was talking about, he represents Trump's campaign, and he was talking about Trump, and she was saying, well, the polls show that he's losing. Do we have that as we get used to the studio? Usually I see it. Do I have it?
Not yet in your, but I have it. Hold on.
Okay, let me hear it. So Brianna Keeler just goes, and I love that part where she's going like, what did you just say?
Yeah.
And that's CNN. But see, this is all because of Trump. And I have, yeah, go ahead.
You say it's not a shakeup, but you guys are down. And it makes
Says
sense
who?
That there would polls.
Says who?
All of them?
Says who?
Polls. I just told you, I answered your question.
Okay. Which polls?
All of them.
And your question is?
What my real question is here that I did not get to is, what is the point of this? If you're calling it an expansion of winners, as you put it, working on the campaign, what is it about? To what end?
Well, I think bringing on somebody like Kellyanne Conway was a great move, and it was something personally I would have liked to have seen happen earlier, but the campaign wasn't ready for it. Now they are. I think she's a brilliant individual. I think that, you know, she understands the data that's coming in. Look, Hillary Clinton's got 14, I think, or 13 different pollsters that are working on creating her message. So when she talks about usage of a teleprompter by Donald Trump, she would have no clue without her script writers and her teleprompter.
That's right. I like the first part, just where he goes, who? That's really the only part to care about.
You know, CNN has slipped severely in the ratings. They're getting beat by MSNBC.
What?
And they're blaming it on their Trump bashing, that they've gone overboard and too far bashing Donald Trump and people.
I don't think there has to be. Just let them just talk and things happen the way they happen. That was Michael Cohen, executive vice president, special counsel to Donald Trump. Just give me the first part again, because I just like, what poll? What poll? What are you talking about? Can I hear that?
Yes.
That's why I got to control these buttons, baby. Let me hear it.
Hold on, this is not playing. Here we go.
You say it's not a shakeup, but you guys are down. And it makes
Says
sense
who?
That there would
Says who?
Polls.
Says who?
All of them?
Says who?
Polls. I just told you, I answered your question.
Okay. Which polls?
All of them.
And your question is?
What my real question.
All of them, yeah. What polls are we done? All of them. All right. I just like that. It's like the character on Saturday Night Live. By Martin Short. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's not me. Maybe we're not down. Maybe you're down. Wait a minute. What? No. The polls show that you, and representing Donald Trump, that you guys are down. Oh, maybe it's you. Maybe you're the ones that are down. Okay? Michael Moore has an essay in the Huffington Post. You know Michael Moore, Columbine, Roger and Me, or whatever his.
Absolutely.
He has written an
Academy
article.
Academy
Award winning Michael Moore has written a really interesting piece, not something that we had not brought up on the show before. I'm going to get to that in a second, saying basically that he knows for a fact that Donald Trump does not want to be the president of the United States.
Well, he says he didn't start off wanting it.
We'll see.
He may want it now.
We'll see. Maybe not. We shall see.
Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like...
Yay, Bacon Brothers coming up. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Ready for the Math Made Easy Grade Improvement Challenge? Now that the kids are getting back to school, make sure your child gets a head start in the new school year with Math Made Easy. Turn frustration into achievement. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Call the Brandmeier voicemail line.
I'm leaving your voicemail.
866-JB-VMAIL. Call off the air.
Go to the bathroom and leave your voicemail. Bye.
To get on the air, 24 hours a day, for entertaining, not complaining.
That's horrible. Get rid of that. That's Pat O'Brien. Get rid of that, Hector. That's, I can't even hear that it was Pat O'Brien doing it. Pat O'Brien. I always enjoyed him. Pat O'Brien. All right. Some Olympic news real quick. Michael Phelps went to the airport. He left Rio, of course. He arrived home in Phoenix, and reporters on live television on Good Morning Arizona. Hello, Arizona. Hello, Valley of the Loons. We are there and syndicated across the country. There we are in the land of the loons, where I began my life. And so a morning show thought it would be a good idea there, Good Morning Arizona, to just go ahead and welcome Michael Phelps. Welcoming Michael. Oh, we don't have this yet, do we? We don't. Heck, do we have this?
No, we do not.
Okay, I'll wait for that because this. Yeah, so we have once again in a new studio. Things are breaking down. Things are not together. Things are not right. But
just the way we like it.
We're getting through it. We're going to do it. Something about train wrecks are always enjoyable. I don't know why, but there's just something about it.
You know things that have to get better.
Yeah, there's
I have
no...
it here if you want to hear it.
Yeah, okay, wait, let me... Okay, so you do have it so I can hear it. Hold on one second. So Michael Phelps comes home from Rio, decorated, great... What an amazing... Michael Phelps just did it all. Did it all. How many medals did he have? He had like 1,000 medals.
23.
23 medals. No, he doesn't have 23 medals. Michael Phelps arrived home in Phoenix, and a reporter tried to surprise him on live TV at the airport. And this is what it sounded like. Here we go.
We want to get straight out to Mark Liberman, who just is seeing the big man walk himself out that plane. There's Michael Phelps. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we just wanted to congratulate him. Just walking out. Mike, how does it feel to touch back, though? Does it feel good? What's the first thing you're going to do?
I'm not answering any questions, guys. If you could give me that space while I try to get my family home and safe, I would appreciate that. If you guys want to do an interview, you can contact my agency. I appreciate you guys coming, but I'm trying to get my family home safe, and that's what matters the most.
Thanks. All right, well, congratulations, though, Michael. Great job. There you have it. The greatest swimmer, greatest Olympian of all time. So pretty exciting stuff, but obviously wants his space right now. I got it. We'll throw it right back to you. Mark, thank you very much.
Seems like it could have answered a couple of questions.
That's exactly, you're right. What I mean, it's his hometown. It's Phoenix. That he gets home from Rio. He's got 5 golds, a silver at Rio. And you would think he could just say something. Hey, guys.
It's easier to answer the questions than it is to give the explanation of why you're not going to answer the question.
Correct. It took. If you counted the amount of time he said his answer, it was, well, I can't do it. I got to be safe. Trying to get my family home. Trying to get safe. That's what I want to do. So if you guys appreciate the privacy, if you could do that. Now you can say, I'll do it the same. Yeah, I'll tell you what. It was really great. I'm so proud of it. Good to be back home in Phoenix, Arizona, man. I got to tell you, thank you so much. The family and I are excited. Just looking forward to getting home. How much time was that?
I missed the count.
Same amount of time. That's right. Yeah. The same amount of time. The same amount of time. You are correct, Buzz. All he had to do was say those words. What did he get? What would have hurt?
And you can make it even shorter than that and still be nice and still be able to walk away.
I got to ask me. I'm just getting off the plane.
What was the question?
Okay, they're just saying, how does it feel getting back? But remember now, they're live. This is live television, Good Morning Arizona, so they're waiting. They're thinking they've got the great interview. He's off the plane. I'm Michael Phelps. Oh, man, off the plane. All right.
Oh, Michael, congratulations on everything. How does it feel to be home again?
It feels great. Just looking forward to getting back into the house and being home again. And I couldn't be happier. My family and I are thrilled. Thank you for the time. Right. We just got to get home now.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. That works.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy. They got the first interview.
But, Michael, wait. Can I ask you one other question? No, really? I just got it. I'm really beat, really bushed. I'm tired. Let me hear how we handle it again. If I can get up to the part where he starts talking, let me hear that.
Hold on.
Just walking out. Mike, how does it feel to touch back, though?
How does it feel to touch back?
What's the first thing you're going to do?
I'm not answering any questions, guys. If you could give me that space while I try to get my family home and safe, I would appreciate that. If you guys want to do an interview, you can contact my agency. I appreciate you guys coming, but I'm trying to get my family home safe, and that's what matters the most.
Thanks. All right, well, congratulations, though, Michael. Great job.
I could see if it was TMZ.
Well, you know, the question, what's the first thing you're going to do? That's a celebrity BS question.
I got to drop a log.
right.
I mean, I don't know. You could have just said something, that's all. But, you know, he's probably tired coming in from Rio.
I don't know.
I do that live TV stuff. That's why you got to really do live TV, because it's fun. You don't know what's going to happen. Right.
And also, I've got to get the family home. It's like he has to choose. If he answers these questions, he may not be able to get the family home.
If I answer...
that could be tragic. I mean, he's risking his family's well-being and, you know, existence.
You know, many people know for a fact that when you try to get your family home and you're stopped getting off a plane and a reporter asks you a question, many families have been known to perish.
Right.
What are we talking about?
You've got to choose.
What are we talking about? Michael Phelps does not want to answer the questions. Okay, well, he's home, and so is Ryan Lochte.
Grandma's an Olympic sidebar moment. Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum. Yeah. All right.
Here at the Olympic Games in Brazil, it's a bad scene.
Oh, a little song from the audience.
At
Brandmeyershow at gmail.com.
With some sludge to the left and the filth to the right, you're stuck in it up to your waist. Just keep your mouth all zipped up, cause I know you'll hate the taste.
Olympics end Sunday. Thank you.
Jonathan Brandmeyer.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Johnny, I sort of enjoy listening to myself.
Yeah, it's enjoyable, isn't it?
Brandmeier, get out of here.
To think it's a pot song, you have to smoke pot. Yeah, and then if you're smoking pot, then all songs are pot songs.
That's a lot of pot.
It's the beauty of pot and music.
Brandmeier! Everybody's drunk, doing crazy stuff.
Johnny Brandmeier.
Billy Joe Jim Bob here probably's got the biggest rodent farm in the town. What do you think?
Jonathan Brandmeier!
He's talking about rainbows, and he's talking about he wants to know what love is.
I know that I love you. I just don't think I like you anymore.
I'm envisioning a bottle of wine, a little lube going on here, and these guys getting touchy-feely.
Johnny B.
I leave, and she grabs me by the ankle and pulls me back in.
I listen to Johnny B.
I mean, when I was in high school, my schmeckle was like the prized area of my body.
Hey, Johnny B. Baby Cake.
Okay, I just was listening to your program.
I do about 15 minutes of actual work every week. So long, Johnny!
15 minutes? What was that? One guy, what was the dude who said, if you're listening to music, you're on pot? I mean, I don't know where that thing came from.
You're smoking pot. All music is pot music.
That is correct. If you're smoking pot, all music is pot music. All right, the Bacon Brothers rolling down the hallway sooner or later. Let me get to that Michael Moore thing. I don't know if I should or not. What should I? Joe, tell me what's going on. Come in now. Come in a few minutes. Tell me when I can break. They can come in then. Okay, I'm gonna move forward and then we'll see what we got going here. All right. Notoriously outspoken filmmaker Michael Moore insists Donald Trump never really wanted to be president. Now, before you give me your opinion, Buzz, let's hear what Michael Moore has to say.
We've also talked about it.
I know, and I said that. I said you're going to see the part where we have alluded to this maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
So this is very interesting. The left-wing director claims the Republican nominee only took a run at the American seat of power as a form of leverage to get a better deal with NBC.
And you can see him doing that.
See, this is the part I haven't heard. He wanted to get a better deal with NBC. A statement, Michael Moore, the director, Michael Moore, Roger and Me, Michael Moore, Columbine, Michael Moore. He says he, quote, knows for a fact, knows for a fact that Donald Trump only took that run at this seat of power he's going after to get a better deal with NBC. Quote, Trump was unhappy with his deal as host and star of his hit NBC show The Apprentice and The Celebrity Apprentice. Michael Moore declares in a new essay published in Huffington Post. Simply put, he wanted more money.
Of course.
Is that what you do? He had floated the idea before possibly running for president in the hopes that the attention from that would make his negotiating position stronger. We ought to try that.
What do we run for?
President.
Our lives.
Can you imagine that thought process if that would be even close to the truth?
But I expect that from Donald Trump.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how he operates.
Donald Trump is crazy and orange, but he goes on. Michael Moore says Donald Trump never wanted to be president in the Huffington Post essay today. He attempted to gain leverage by marketing the reality show to other networks. Trump decided to take things a step further, he said. He decided to run for president. Okay. Trump's alleged plan backfired when he got fired by NBC for his comments about the undocumented immigrants in America. So remember the very first speech, almost over a year ago, the very first speech, the Mexicans are coming in, they're rapists, they're this, they're that. Oh, and there's some good people.
Yeah.
But he decided to continue his campaign anyway, apparently still hopeful to gain more leverage for a TV deal. These are the words of Michael Moore, the filmmaker. What other movies did he do? I keep thinking of Columbine and Roger and Me.
Yeah,
and
those are the two I've seen.
The Mount Flint, Michigan. Okay, he goes on. Moore claims Trump got so popular, he continued to rise in the polls to the point he was actually nominated as the Republican candidate in the election. So he says it was clear. Trump knew he was in. Here's the part, but let's focus on this part right here. He says it was clear Trump knew he was in too deep after he won the New Jersey primary. Instead of it being one of his loud, brash speeches, it was downright depressing. No energy, no happiness, just the realization that he was going to have to go through with this stint that he started. It was no longer going to be performance art. He was going to have to go to work. And that's what we said at that speech. He didn't seem like he was like, yeah, one, okay, great, I got it, cool. All right, man.
And he had a teleprompter. Didn't he have a teleprompter?
Yeah, I remember we said, he said, it's almost like he doesn't want to do it. There's more on the Michael Moore piece. We'll get to it later. Bacon Brothers waiting. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Fondly.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage. Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169, 800-915-1169.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169, 800-915-1169.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brandmeier.
Hello, Susanna. Hello, are you in Brooklyn?
Yes, we are.
Okay, now wait a minute. This is not Susanna, is it?
No, this is her niece.
What's Lois. Oh, hi, Lois. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Well, first of all, congratulations to your aunt, who is now the... Wait a minute. Can she hear us?
She's not hearing you. She's really actually hearing impaired.
Oh, she's hearing impaired. That'll make for a better interview, then. All right, wait a minute. Then I won't be able to actually say the words, because if I can, I'm not going to rest until I can tell her she's the oldest living American, oldest person in the world.
You want to tell her that?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm not sure if she's going to respond. So.
Okay. I'll just be able to say I told her.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe my voice, which has more credibility. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll be able to tell her.
Turn her right around.
Hello, Susanna. My name is Jonathan Brandmeier, Johnny B., and you are officially the oldest person in the entire world. The whole world.
You're the oldest person in the world.
Yes. Put the phone back. I'm going to tell her again. Maybe I should speak louder.
Okay,
let me tell her again. Susanna Mouchat Jones, you are the oldest person now living in all of the world. There is no one older than you in the whole world.
You're not going to respond? She's not responding, so.
But do you think she...
she heard you.
Okay, long as she heard me.
Oh, yeah, she heard you.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Now you know that woman is no longer the oldest person in the world. You know who the oldest person in the world? Kevin Bacon, Michael Bacon. The oldest person in the world is now Emma Murano. Do you know why that has something to do with the Bacon brothers?
Why? No.
Because Emma Murano eats 3 eggs a day. And she's been eating 3 eggs a day since she was a child. And she now is 116 years old. And the Bacon brothers, don't you guys do a commercial where you're jumping into bed? Are these people strangers?
Yes.
They are.
Strangers. We wake up in bed playing ukuleles and singing about eggs.
And then Michael jumps up.
Kevin Bacon.
And Michael Bacon.
The Bacon brothers.
Exactly. We're here to teach you about the power of waking up to eggs.
That's some great acting.
That is great acting. That is great acting. The Bacon brothers' new single, Driver, out now, available on iTunes. Live tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Chicago area, Metropolis Performing Arts Center, Arlington Heights, Illinois, on tour throughout America until when? Until you have to go back to school, or?
Yes, August 28th.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For dates around the country, go to baconbrothers.com. But here is the weirdest exchange I've ever just heard in my life, and imagine Kevin Bacon, and you guys get this all the time. Buzz says, hey, Kevin, and here's the weird part about this, Kevin. He told me this on the air. He goes, yeah, you know, I met Kevin Bacon once. Yeah, we're just walking down Halstead, and I said,
Big fan. I didn't say met. I said I encountered Kevin Bacon.
But Kevin Bacon is so nice that you didn't say, well, that's an odd. And you said what? What did Kevin Bacon say to you in this?
Nothing. But he gave me a look, a nod, right. And I believe he pointed his finger at me.
Yeah.
Okay. An acknowledgement
good,
or something.
Good memory. What a great memory.
Oh, you're the guy I pointed my finger at.
But, you know, he's not the first celebrity that I had that encounter
with.
Oh,
Buzz, please be quiet.
I did the same thing with Tommy Lee Jones
on
the streets of Chicago. Fantastic. And got the same response.
All right. Kevin Bacon on vocals, guitar, harmonica, percussion. Michael Bacon on vocals, guitar, and cello?
Cello, yeah.
When did you start playing the cello?
At age 6. I've been playing it all my life.
At age 6. Now, that's a weird thing, because the Bacon brothers and the Bacon family, I believe, it's a big family. There's you and who else?
We have 4 sisters. We call them the Blondes. So it's 6 of us all together.
Okay, so the Brandmeier family is 4 brothers, 1 sister, all musical. Everybody played. We played in bands together, so I can relate to this dynamic.
Okay.
We grew up playing in, like, Holiday Inn lounges, my brother Jimmy and Michael and I. And
was it a family act kind of thing?
Yeah, it was called Brandy. Hmm. And so we would go, because you know why? The harmonies is, you know, your harmonies are fantastic. Your harmonies blend, because brothers' harmonies tend to sound better, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
hopefully. We were just talking about the Everly Brothers was a little known fact. I don't think you were in the, I think you were in the back, Mike, when we were talking about this. Our guitar player was telling me that Paul Simon hired them to sing background vocals on Graceland, which I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
And they're
I wonder if he credited them. I never heard that before.
Never.
Yeah, well, if you listen to it, you can hear their voices back there. They're kind of doubling him. It's not even so much of a.
That's amazing harmony right there. You guys have some really nice harmony. But I can imagine who controlled the PA. I controlled the PA. The 250 custom head. I controlled that. Who controls the PA? Obviously, I would hope you have a sound guy by now.
No, Michael.
We started, we had nothing.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about a PA anyway, so you basically taught me how to plug in.
Yeah. But when you're a young boy, Michael, and you say, yeah, I want to play an instrument. I want to play the cello. I've never heard that one before at 6.
Yeah, I just love instruments. I was playing other things as well. I started out on ukulele and banjo, so I had sort of a parallel career of classical music and, you know, folk and rock.
I like the ukulele. I think that's good. But you incorporate all of this in the Bacon Brothers. I got to be honest with you. The 36, if we call it 36 Cents, that's the newest CD?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right in the title?
Yeah.
The Driver is the single.
He was the driver.
Nice, man.
Down our Ford boat. She was the driver.
See? And I've got going through it on iTunes the other night, and the last couple of days I'm going like, okay, I got a good feel for it, but then I just kept listening to it. You know, if you're getting ready for an interview or whatever, I'm just listening and go, oh, right. See, and I'm doing it now. driver. See? You got me going.
Nice.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Love it. Driver, by the way, and the CD's also on iTunes. Just check out Bacon Brothers. But the family, though, the whole family, the rest of the Bacon family. Wait, go back to that, Kevin. Go back to the name Bacon.
Okay.
Growing up, your name, your last name is Bacon. Your kids growing up in?
New York.
In New York.
Us? We grew up in Philly. We grew up in Philly.
You're Philly boys.
Right.
That's where you hear that little soul coming in the folk rock, the soul. It's a little bit of everything there. When you're growing up and your last name is Bacon, hey, Bacon, guy, what, any
terrible
nicknames?
It was horrible.
Nicknames?
It was a curse. Well, bacon fat, I was a little overweight, too, so.
Wait, so how did that, throw that one into a sentence for me. you're on the playground.
Hey, bacon fat, where are you going? Go down the store, get a hoagie and a Coke? Go on. What, are you going to put bacon on your hoagie?
See, that's what I'm saying.
I had fantasy names I would make up for myself.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rex Frazier was my moniker that I use.
What's your name? Hey, wait a minute. You're Michael Bacon, you liar.
Nah, Rex Frazier.
I'm Rex Frazier.
Hey, Bacon fan, how you doing? Come on, give me some more. Because, I mean, people can be mean, you know, in the day now. You know, you're on social media. They're bullying. They're going. But you're just.
You know, people have actually asked me if I, as an actor, if Bacon was my real name, if I had changed my name. I said, what kind of an idiot would change his name to Bacon? I mean, and just suffer a lifetime of food jokes.
Hey, Kevin Bartholomew, listen to me. I got an idea for you. Is your agent here? I think you got something going. I think it could be musical. I think you can act. What about changing your name to Bacon? What do you think about it?
Yeah. Well, I actually give my brother a lot of credit for changing my viewpoint on having that name. Kevin kind of embraced it, where I was always sort of running away from it, and now I'm really happy with it. I mean, it's people love bacon. It's just great.
Well, how can you not love bacon? Everybody.
It
loves
wasn't always
bacon.
That way, though. It wasn't.
Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like,
and everybody loves bacon. Why don't you guys do a tour with Gaffigan? Jimmy Gaffigan, the Bacon Man.
Oh, is that his routine?
Jim Gaffigan.
Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like,
That's good.
And he does,
yay, bacon!
And then he'll go on, but he'll do this bit where he goes on like, I think I've told enough bacon jokes, and then he'll go on and keep going.
Great. I got to check him out.
That'd be a good little tour, the Bacon Brothers and Jimmy Gaffigan. All right, they're going to be at the Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights, but you have a band with you.
Yeah, all the guys are here.
Yeah.
Yep. We're on the bus. We're on the bus till the end of August.
You got your roadies?
We have roadies.
Yeah. No. Do you watch roadies?
I saw the first one.
On HBO?
On HBO, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how true it is, but I got to tell you, that bus does not look fun.
Well, you know, there's pluses and minuses. I mean, it's a little tight with 10 of us. But,
well, you're used to that in a big family. That's normal.
Yeah, but it is a nice cocoon. You know, it's a safe kind of place.
So when you're traveling, you're sleeping. So
right.
You know, that's a perfect thing. You wake up and you go to a hotel. And
right.
Get back in the bus at night.
We'll take the bus over an airport. Anyway.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're right about that. You're in control of your own destiny.
Yes,
you get in the bus, take off. But it's like, and I think that's nice that you can do it, then go back to acting. You can go back to being a professor. Is that what you do?
Well, my day job is I write music for films and television shows, but I also teach film scoring in two colleges in New York City, and I just finished a cello concerto, so I've got a lot of jobs I'm doing.
Let's hear the cello concerto from Michael Bacon real quick. Michael's like, I'm going to punch you right now.
I don't know. I kind of like. Can I hear that again?
Sure. We are listening now. This is NPR. We are listening now to the music of Michael Bacon. Not really. Bacon.
Where in the world did you get that? That's awesome.
I just went and said, find like the worst cello playing ever because I'm just fascinated by the cello choice of yours. I'm fascinated by that.
I actually was better than that on my first day.
I would imagine. you know what? Film. How do you teach film scoring?
I teach it in terms of how do you make a living doing it.
Right.
And I show them, you know, kind of the aesthetics and how to work with clients and how to do the business and legal. It's a very hands-on kind of thing.
I think, Kevin, you're an actor, is that correct?
I am, yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that time I was walking down? Do you remember any of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, hey, what's going on?
Are you the guy that pointed the finger at me?
Yeah, yeah.
Or I pointed the finger at you?
Yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, true or false, before you came in, I said the first role you had, I said it was the first, was Thank You, Sir, May I Have Another? Animal House.
Yeah.
Wait. That's for real? That's the first line you ever spoke in a movie?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Are you serious?
It was definitely my first movie, so it must have been the first line I ever spoke, yeah.
I mean, I know probably at the time you're thinking to yourself, well, wow, I didn't get a lot to do there, but you were working with some of the greats, and that movie turns out to be the most iconic movie in the history of movies.
Yeah, it was a good way to start, for sure. For sure, yeah.
So what do I have to do? Just get in the diaper thing, and then we're going to smack you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you think about it, just as an experience to kind of jump into that type of a thing with that cast and with Belushi and with John Landis and
Ramis.
Just even directly. Not even so much that the movie became so popular, but just that whole experience, how crazy that was. And we were in Eugene, Oregon, and living at a hotel on the side of the road and hanging out with real fraternities. And, I was only, I guess, 18 or 19 years old.
Oh, my God.
So it was a pretty wild thing. The only thing that was a little bit wilder than that was Lawrence Fishburne's first movie was Apocalypse Now, and he went down into the jungle. He had some pretty great stories about that. But
so he came back from Apocalypse Now and went to that? Went to Animal House?
No, he wasn't. I'm saying as a first movie experience.
Oh, first movie he did. Yes. Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. The timeline doesn't seem to have.
No.
But that would be something else. So once again, the record is stated here. Kevin Bacon's first line in the film is, "Thank you, sir, may I have another?"
Assume the position.
Thank you, sir, may I have another?
Thank you, sir, may I have another?
Thank you, sir, may I have another?
Boy, that's some brilliant stuff right there, man.
I've got to tell you, it is. The Bacon Brothers, this is the new single out. Driver, out now, available on iTunes. Tonight, live, Metropolis Performing Arts Center. Arlington Heights, Illinois, will break on tour throughout America now until they have to go back to their day jobs, as they say. BaconBrothers.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Firefighters in Southern California have made their biggest gains yet against a powerful wildland blaze that raged out of control for much of the week. San Bernardino County fire officials say the fire is 22% contained Thursday night. That's up 4% from the beginning of the day. Meanwhile, the fire that broke out Tuesday in the Cajon Pass near Interstate 15 east of Los Angeles now burned about 56 square miles. U.S. Forest Service spokesman Jake Rodriguez says the blue-cut fire is growing.
The fire grew approximately 6,000 acres between yesterday and today. It continues to be active.
Rodriguez says more unpredictable and erratic fire behavior is expected. The Obama administration said Thursday a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent on the release of a group of American prisoners. It's the first time the U.S. has so clearly linked the two events, which critics have painted as a hostage ransom arrangement. Republican President